Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Oh, man, what day is it? What day is it? Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. And what do we got? An end to Saddam Hussein's homesickness. Plus, President Bush returns home, too, and we'll peek at his Palm Pilot for today. I got Mark Riley here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
Wow, man, Dunkin' Donuts was like a celebration of freakiness this morning. There were guys playing chess. There were people talking to themselves. There was vomit on the street out front. Man, I got there. I just missed whatever happened out front, boy. But somebody went home in a bad way. Oh, man. I got a good night's sleep. I was watching TV last night. Did you see this on CNN, dude? Did you see this teacher charged with having sex with a 14-year-old student? Now, you know, when you meet, like, what was that one's name, Letourneau?
Mary Kay Letourneau.
She looked a little disturbed and a little tweaked out, and there was something really like that. The dude.
She was married and had four kids.
Yeah, and the kid had some sort of weird demonic power over her. She had, like, two of his kids. She was a little nuts. Well, this one had sex with a 14-year-old. Her name is, she's a 23-year-old teacher. Her name is
allegedly
right. Deborah Beasley LaFave, but dude,
she's a newlywed.
Dude, this chick is hot. Oh, did I just say chick? what is it? Howard Stern Day? Like, this woman is beautiful, and in a way that is the way that they're beautiful. But I was just thinking, like, it's not that I want to have sex with her, but I was watching this thing, and I'm like, when I was 14. Where was this? And then what I don't understand is after the teacher stalked the kid to his cousin's house and then, like, had sex with the kid in the car while the cousin drove her around.
Yeah, right.
Right, drove them around. Right, then the kid who's having sex with the teacher goes home and tells his parents that he's doing it. What kind of kid would ruin a good thing like that?
Rat boy.
You know, like, yeah, but he wasn't right now. Like, all he's hurting is himself. I mean, could he have been over it that much? It's like, look, I've learned all I can. You know, this has got to stop, and she won't leave me alone. Mom, could you tell my teacher to stop having sex with me? Because, like, it's sad.
Will you tell my cousin to stop driving me around?
Yeah. Oh, man, but maybe she's disturbed, but I don't think so. I think that, sometimes a woman just wants to have that kind of control, over a kid, and mold the kid the way you want him to do it.
No, I heard that she was attracted to the taboo nature of their affair, whatever that means.
Yeah, the it's wrong nature that he's 14. I mean, I understand that, but I mean, clearly she was newlywed as well.
Well, look, now there is a moral legal question here. If this was a 23-year-old male having sex with a 14-year-old girl, we'd be real clear about what that was. Statutory.
Yeah, that would be wrong, but also enticing in its own way.
you can't give it. By the way, I didn't have a good night's sleep last night, due in part to you, pal.
Oh yeah.
I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm drifting off to sleep last night, and all of a sudden I hear my wife screaming at the top of her lungs. That's Mark Maron. That's Mark Maron. Your Sprint commercial has struck again.
Oh, man. I copped to this. I did a Sprint commercial. I told you the reason why. I don't do commercials, but I was approached by these people in Austin Comedy Club, and I did it, and it's on, and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's running, because,
Ka-ching!
And also, like, as I said, I don't feel guilty about it. I've never done a commercial before in my life, but I was in Texas at a comedy club. These women came up to me after a show. They said, we're shooting a commercial. You do them? I said, no, I don't really. I just don't want to do a commercial for something I don't believe in. And I said, what's it for? And they said, Sprint. And I said, hey, I use Sprint. And I have used Sprint for many years.
What time do you want me there?
Yeah, Sprint's pretty good. Okay, I'll give it a try. I can get behind that. So the commercials are on, and it's...
My wife screams, my daughter says, I know him, I know him!
For the second that I'm on?
Yeah!
It's like, that's the same thing that happened with people who've seen me in the movie Almost Famous. That's Mark Maron! Did you see him? It's done. That was it. That was just Mark Maron. I'm pretty sure. I wonder if he's going to be back in it. I guess not. As I say, it's a very powerful 45 seconds of cinema. And, like, don't misunderstand me out there. I'm not trying to be crass or weird, but
no. Like,
if I were 14 and I had, all I know is that, I still fantasize about teachers I had when I was 14.
Well,
now,
yeah, it is like that. I mean, I had a teacher when I was 12, a seventh grade teacher named Miss Henry, who was the French teacher. Everybody loved this one. She had just come out of college. She was about the same age, 23 years old.
Right.
And, you know, when you have guys in school sometimes that get left back, you got guys who are like 21-year-old seniors, so they figure, hey, this is a date right here.
Get left way back.
Yeah.
21-year-olds. But I remember when I was younger, when I was like in 7th and 8th grade, there was always the hot girl, you know, that was going out with the older guy that you never saw because he's not in high school anymore.
Yeah.
And you would just see her get into his Firebird or whatever and drive off of the school parking lot.
Yeah.
And there's some party that's like, pretty soon I'll have a car. You know, why can't I be that guy? And then as you get older, you realize that those guys were kind of wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and not
high school girls.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, I never did that except for that one time that, but it wasn't really a date. It was a weird thing, and I was, you know, I can't go into it because people are watching. But what else happened? Oh, I went crazy this morning because usually when I get up, you know, we were talking about jealousy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, I don't understand. I never really understood women until, you know, I married this one because I love her deeply, and I started to realize that when you're in love with somebody, you have to put up with a certain amount of ridiculous behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are certain things that are just outside of your control. Like, we always do this thing where I get up, it's 2:30 here, and I call her because it's like 11:30 there, and I say goodnight to her, and she says good morning to me, and we start our day.
Yeah.
Today I call, 2:30, nothing. All right, 3 o'clock, nothing. 3:30, nothing. 4 o'clock, nothing. 4:30, still ringing through. Home number, nothing. The cell phone keeps ringing. So, but see, like, first, like, I don't think she's, like, having sex with somebody else. I don't think, like, my first thought is, like, something bad happened. You know what I mean? What's going on? So I start to freak out, and I start to fester, and it starts to get out of my control, right? And then I get down the studio, my message light is on, and I call, and it's her. She's like, I just got off work, and I'm like, I didn't know she was working. You know, so I just spent 3 hours seeing her, you know, like, mutilated in my apartment, or, like, you know, having sex with some other guy, or, you know, just all that time. So after I only called her 900 times, you know, so by the time I get through to her, I'm like, what's going on? She's like, dude, you know, what's the matter, baby? And it's that thing. The what's the matter, baby? Like, how can you not know what I've been going through for the last 2 hours? How can you be so insensitive? But you know what? I left that dialogue in my head. I just said, oh, I didn't know you were working. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you can just erase the 90 messages. The 90, what the hell's going on messages?
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Well, so, I mean, at least it, she was cool about it. She didn't get upset that you were obsessing.
Right, no, because I didn't freak out on her, you know, but she did, you know, in a turn of events, I said, what's the matter? She goes, I just can't believe you called me 90 times. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't yell at you now. Where's my reward? Where's my cookie? Where's my cookie?
She didn't tell you she was working?
Well, maybe I wasn't listening.
Okay.
She claims she did. I'm going to let it go. You know, I'm going to see her on Friday. It's all going to be good.
Oh, hey, there you go. You're going to see her on Friday. It's all going to be good.
So the interim government in Iraq just signed for a pretty big living package.
Yeah. And they got the dental work to prove that the man they have is, in fact, Saddam Hussein. I don't know if, you know, I didn't see any pictures. You know who really shocked me? Two of the people, because it wasn't just Saddam. There were, let me explain this properly, 12 people, including Saddam, were transferred from U.S. custody to Iraqi custody. But that's only legal custody, not physical custody.
Yeah, could you sign on the line for the busload of Baathists?
Yeah.
Please, just sign here.
Well, you know who was part of this crew?
Hmm.
One, remember Chemical Ali that they talked about all through the war?
Chemical Ali?
Yeah.
The guy with the weird name.
Yeah.
Chemical.
Well, he was one of them. Yeah. And the other one was the public face of Iraq before the war.
Tariq
Aziz.
The man with the glasses.
Who I really thought was like on the way, like in Santa Monica someplace, sitting on a pier.
Where is he? He owns a kebab place.
In Burbank. I didn't think he was in custody all this time.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they want Saddam.
Yeah.
They're talking about the death penalty almost as a foregone conclusion. I mean, if this was happening inside the United States with an American citizen, talking about, well, we're going to hang him. Okay, when we're all done, we're going to hang it.
And you know the Arab countries, they do that publicly. This is going to be the only beheading DVD available throughout the Arab world.
Yeah. Well, his first appearance since his capture back in December, first public appearance takes place tomorrow. He was in court today. They made this little legal transfer. He will be facing the death penalty, and I don't know what this symbolic handover means. Because, again, he's going to be in the physical custody of the U.S. at the request of Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, because the Iraqi government doesn't really think they have a secure enough place to put him.
What do they think is going to happen? What is he, Hannibal Lecter? What is he going to, like, you know, eat his way out of the cell? I mean, this dude is he's like mentally and emotionally debilitated. He's slightly delusional. Mm-hmm. He probably got off the bus saying, "Where's my uniform? That was a close one. Yeah. Wow, what are my friends? Hello, I'm so glad that we made it out of that thing."
Well, I mean, you're looking at, first of all, a government that cannot secure its prisoners. That's the fundamental problem that they have coming out of this.
So you're saying that maybe there would be a planned act of sabotage that would free Saddam to start running again, and then they could catch him twice. We got him again! Yeah, vote for me!
Well, obviously, Alawi doesn't think they can hold him. I mean, maybe they're afraid that there'll be a lynch mob coming, like one of those movies, or I don't know what they're afraid of, but they want the United States to hold him, because they, I don't think, feel they can.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah.
They're afraid of saboteurs from the inside. Well,
let's go
into a little more. We'll be right back with the Palm Pilot and John Kerry on the campaign trail. Keep listening to Air America Radio.
The Graham Norton Effect continues tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central on Comedy Central.
Graham Norton here. So, what do you want from a show?
I want a show that's not afraid of sex.
Good. Weird stuff on stage.
Right.
With plenty of celebrities.
Great. A show that loves animals as much as I do.
Sex on stage with celebrities and animals. Absolutely.
The Graham Norton Effect. Peep show. Sideshow.
Talk show.
Continues tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, and this combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends July 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Twenty past the hour. Good morning. It's Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. Mark Riley is here.
Hey.
You're listening to Air America Radio. We might be getting our boy Borzu Daragahi on the phone in Baghdad to tell us what the lowdown is in Iraq. But they're kind of hard to get a hold of, these guys, sometimes when you're calling on the cell. It's probably not Sprint.
I guess I'm,
Do I get an extra $10 for that? So I've got some people going on the blog. It's Morning's Edition. .com about this woman, Deborah Beasley LaFave, the 23-year-old middle school teacher charged with having sex with a 14-year-old student. Apparently, the 14-year-old described LaFave's apartment and her tattoos and And then he started going into details, and he said, whoa, back up.
That's more information than we need
to know. We don't need that testimony right now.
Save it.
Yeah, now on other fronts, we were talking about Saddam, we were talking about Iraq and what's going on over there, and now Mark Riley, yesterday we were talking to Lawrence Korb.
Yeah,
from the Center for American Progress, and we were trying to get a pulse on where all that money is going from the Iraqi oil, and now today there's a story that a Christian group.
Yes.
Has made some accusations.
Well, Christian Aid issued a report that says that the coalition authority in Iraq, and I don't know if they mean the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, because they've disbanded themselves, but Christian Aid says that the coalition authority has failed to account for up to $20 billion of oil revenue that should have been spent on relief and reconstruction projects, and then to top that off, the front page of the New York Times. Headline, reality intrudes on promises in rebuilding of Iraq. 2,300 projects planned, but fewer than 140 underway. I wonder why.
Why? Because it's so chaotic.
Because somebody's spending the money, that's why.
Where's that money going? Where's that money being siphoned to? Who's putting that in their pocket? I mean, I guess it's an easy call to start accusing, Halliburton and American contractors that are there. I mean, that would be the easy place to go. But I don't know if you've got any information or assumptions about where that money is going. We're talking billions of dollars. Whose pocket is that going into? And, why, and it makes sense why, France and Germany get so pissed off is that, where's our peace, man? We had a piece of that before this went down. You guys cut us out. This unilateral action on Iraq clearly meant to, if you can't answer for $3 billion, $4 billion, I mean, somebody's got to answer for it.
And on top of that, the U.S. is asking the French and others to forgive Iraq's debt. And, that's been an issue for some time. But Christian Aid is saying that the CPA, which, again, just disbanded itself the other day, is in flagrant violation of UN Resolution 1483, which was passed in May of last year, that said that the money is supposed to be spent in the interests of the Iraqi people and independently audited. But an auditor was just appointed in April of this year.
See how this administration works? It's like, oh, the CPA, that disbanded last week, so who knows? We don't even have their books.
They're not a legal corporation.
Disorganized. Bremer. Yeah, maybe they should have checked Bremer's luggage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the $3 billion. Maybe you should have taken a look at whoa, Paul, can we put you through security one more time?
Yeah, really.
What's that in your luggage? Gold bullion?
Well, he was in a C-130, so he could have carried a lot of cargo out of the country.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of briefcases full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where all that money's going. I mean, they don't even have basic electrical needs being met there. There's a lot of, infrastructure problems, obviously. They don't even have the schools up and running properly, and they claim to be making some progress. But, now it's, I'm just doing a little research on my own of this new Prime Minister Alawi.
Uh-huh.
Apparently this guy was a CIA contracted terrorist in the 90s blowing stuff up against Saddam Hussein.
That's
and
right.
You got Negroponte in there, who was the ambassador to Honduras during the Iran-Contra period, running Honduran death squad. So they've got a pretty and Chalabi's nephew is
Salam
Chalabi is now a prominent.
He's overseeing Saddam's trial.
And this is like they couldn't find another guy. Like this Chalabi tribe must be some tight group of people with the neocons. I mean, he's probably there to buffer them from it's like just don't let them get to the president. You know what I mean?
Well, what we're looking at now, Mark. Yeah. And again, you don't want to compare it completely to World War II, but you remember the Vichy government in France?
I don't.
Me neither. But, this was a government that was appointed during the Nazi occupation, okay? These were French citizens.
I wasn't even an idea
It was
idea
a French
yet.
Government.
Yeah.
But it was appointed by the Nazis, and that's how they were seen by the French people. The French resistance, as a direct result of that, were, perceived by certainly all the Allies as being a noble cause. The French resistance were blowing up stuff. They were attacking convoys. They were doing the same kinds of things that the resistance in Iraq is doing. But, of course, because the Iraqis are resisting us, they cannot be noble like the French were during the war. In other words, the Iraqis see Alawi and this whole crew as being a Vichy government, a government that is of the occupiers. That's the central beef here. These are people who want in some way or another. And again, we talked yesterday about the fact that Zakawi and many of the terrorists want to establish an Islamic State throughout the region, not just in Iraq, throughout the entire Middle East. And by the way, their map of the Middle East would have no room for the State of Israel. That's part of their agenda.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and my fear, not my fear, my speculation, as we were talking about the other day, is that they're trying to get sort of immunity, legal immunity for contractors. And, you know, when you got a guy like Alawi, who is, you know, he's not a diplomat. The guy is, he's a violent dude who has been contracted to do violence. He's a might over diplomacy dude. And then you got Negroponte, who, you know, is known for, you know, covert operations, who's going to be manning the biggest embassy, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
So between those two guys, you know, and the contractors, you know, having legal immunity from, you know, being above the law, the type of possibilities that there are for sort of, you know, demonic sort of
foolishness,
law enforcement,
yeah,
you know, and violence is going to be pretty amazing. I mean, I'm curious to see how this pans out.
A couple of other quick stories that are on the radar screen this morning. The mother of a soldier killed in Iraq has decided that the Pentagon's ban on photographing the coffins of dead military personnel did not do her son justice. Nadia McCaffrey invited news coverage of the arrival of her son, Army Sergeant Patrick McCaffrey's coffin, as it arrived Sunday at Sacramento's International Airport. That's out in California. This was not a violation of Pentagon policy because the coffin was carried on a commercial airliner. Nadia McCaffrey says although she didn't plan the media invite as a political protest, she will continue to speak out against the war.
Isn't this amazing that, like, it's come to this point that you have a president and an administration who so wants to, you know, keep the death toll and the real effects of war out of the eyes of the American people so they can pursue their political means, mm-hmm, that it takes an act of civil disobedience for a woman to get the type of respect deserved by her son's loss, you know, in the war in Iraq.
Her son's ultimate sacrifice. These are people who again, the administration is supposedly holding in high regard. But what do? They cut the benefits of the living, and they refuse to show the dead.
It's mind-blowing that, you know, this administration, if it was really a just cause, this whole war and all these military deaths, if it was really something that, you know, Americans were supposed to believe in and that this administration believed was the right thing to do, then they should be, you know, proud, you know, that these men made this ultimate sacrifice and give them the proper respect. It shouldn't take a mother in an act of almost, you know, borderline civil disobedience to get the attention and the proper grieving of a nation for her lost son.
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, it's just my own opinion. I think it was an act of courage as well.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk a bit about Michael Berg speaking out. He's the father of Nicholas Berg, who was beheaded in Iraq. And the Army is getting ready to call up some people involuntarily. All that, the presidential palm pilot, John Kerry on education, the latest news from the Sudan, and the liberal agenda. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. Former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was transferred to Iraqi custody. While you were sleeping overnight, Hussein is technically in Iraqi hands, but the U.S. military has physical custody of him until the new interim government can erect a more secured location. Ex-Iraqi leader will have his day in court later today, along with 11 of his former top aides, to face a series of charges linked to war crimes, including the 1988 chemical massacre of Kurds. One of Saddam's lawyers made clear that the U.S. has no legal basis to keep prisoners, including Saddam Hussein, because of the recent transfer. U.S. Marine, now in the hands of militants in the al-Zarqawi network, was reportedly trying to leave the military to go to his native Lebanon because he was soured by the experience in Iraq. And in other news, former presidential candidate and veteran New York activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, is turning his attention to entertainment as host of a new reality show for Spike TV called I Hate My Job. No word if there's a hidden message in that. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
In 1904, the world came together to share its many splendors at the World's Fair in St. Louis. That's when America first encountered the hamburger, grilled beef on a bun, like a portable steak, an instant classic at celebrations big and small. Something to keep in mind this holiday weekend. Might want to make sure you're stocked up. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by America's beef producers with checkoff dollars.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
The Majority Report.
CNN, she's asked point blank, what's your personal view on stem cell research? And Laura Bush says, everyone supports stem cell research, and so did the president. After just saying three interviews ago that she did not endorse Nancy Reagan's position on additional funding.
Well, also on CNN, she knows that's the demo of CNN. Because on Fox, you have people that are mentally challenged, hill folk, and militias, and Klan members.
Right.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. It's morning sedition. Again, I'm Mark Maron. Mark Riley is here.
Hey.
We're having a morning on Air America Radio. It's now time. I just got my presidential Palm Pilot from my buddy in the Oval Office. He said he's got to keep cool and I should quit talking about him on the air. So here's President's schedule for today. Fresh from Washington. 8:30 a.m. Wake up out of the Middle East. God bless America. 8:45 a.m. Hits news alarm. Whoops, wrong button. 8:46 a.m. Call Cheney. Tell him to call off airstrikes. Assure him we'll carpet bomb something soon. 10:20 a.m. Get ready for Spider-Man 2 premiere. Try on superfan costume one more time. 11:20 a.m. Check calendar. Hand over sovereignty to Iraq. Prepare to address world. 11:25 a.m. Turns out we did that already. Excellent. 18 holes of video golf. Have McClellan caddy. 1:10 p.m. Win U.S. Open. Again, I'm the man. Convene cabinet for award ceremony. 2 o'clock p.m. Email Condi. No, I can't get you Spider-Man 2 tickets. And if you don't have a costume to wear, then you're not a true super fan. God, everybody is so needy. 3 p.m. Super nap. 5 p.m. Wake up. Hit snooze button. Ah, damn, I did it again. 5:05 p.m. Screw it. Let Cheney bomb what he wants to. 5:10 p.m. Move alarm clock across room. Stupid clock. 6 p.m. Cancel everything. Assume alter ego. Time to fight some crime. 10 p.m. Lights out. 1 U.S. Open. Save New York City. Good day. There you go. That's all right. That's all right. Big day for the president planned.
Hey.
I like that he plans to hit the wrong button on the snooze alarm. You know, you wouldn't think that those kind of things would be planned. So Nick Berg's dad, understandably upset and now getting vocal about some stuff.
Actually, he was in London. He was going to be speaking at a demonstration that I guess may still take place today. This demonstration is against the presence of foreign troops in Iraq. And, of course, it was originally called to coincide with the handover of power, which, of course, happened 2 days early.
Oh, so this is what they were avoiding?
Yeah. A demonstration in London.
Nick Berg's dad getting worked up. They're like, oh, we better take this, get this done 2 days early.
Well, Michael Berg is saying that President Bush and the media are ignoring what he calls the horrible face of war. And this kind of ties into the McCaffrey situation with Army Sergeant Patrick McCaffrey and his coffin when his mother invited the media to come and actually photograph it. Because what Michael Berg is saying is that a lack of media coverage of the downside of war, and we talked about this yesterday too, particularly the numbers of Iraqi citizens. I mean, he's talking about 11,000 Iraqis having died since the war began. And America, essentially, you ask the average American how many Iraqis have died, nobody knows.
Americans, I really don't know much of anything. That's why there are so many of them that are, like, so clearly, like, you talk to people, like, some people will literally just spout out of their mouths what Rush Limbaugh tells them, what O'Reilly tells them, you know, what Hannity tells them. It's pretty amazing how, like, they would just, whatever feeds into their particular personal hate, they will just let come out of their mouth without having any wisdom about anything whatsoever. They're very uninformed and completely willing to be just, you know, tape recorders for hate.
Well, it's a lack of analysis. Yeah. I was taught by my parents, rest their souls, to analyze what you're told, except when it came from them.
I was taught to run away when it gets ugly.
No, I mean, you know, my mother was came from a family of communists, of hard leftists.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to talk politics from the time I was a kid at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. I remember very clearly them going back and forth about the Nixon-Kennedy election, which happened before you were born.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I got from all that was that, you know, when people tell you things, you question it.
Yeah.
They may be absolutely right, but that doesn't abrogate your right to question. And what you're talking about are people who accept things without question and then spit them back out at people.
Right.
And what happens is, in 9 cases out of 10, you ask them a question that's outside the bounds of what they've been told, they can't answer you.
Well, the interesting thing about Berg's dad is that you're dealing with an administration. The Republicans, really, for the last 30 years, have done everything in their power to make sure that culturally we never enter an experience as a country like we did in Vietnam in terms of the way that war was represented by the left.
Yes.
It's that they have done everything they can to make sure an anti-war dialogue does not exist in this country at all. And part of the thing that sparked the anti-war dialogue was, you know, civilian tolls and these, you know, American soldiers coming back all screwed up and angry and disenfranchised. And also, you know, the body bags and the caskets and the body counts. They've done everything they can to completely filter that from the American people so they can't have an honest reaction to this war.
Absolutely. And speaking of honest reactions, I wonder how people are going to react when they find out that 5,600 retired and discharged soldiers may be called back involuntarily by the Army. In fact, they're getting ready to call folks back. They'll be involuntarily recalled to active duty for possible service in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The greatest generation is back.
Yeah.
We've got some 80, 90-year-old veterans of World War II who have gotten the call. They're being wheeled onto planes as we speak to go to Iraq to you know, act as targets, as distractions.
Well, they're calling this the Individual Ready Reserve, and it's the first time the Army has called on this since the Gulf War back in 1991, and a lot of people see this as a backdoor draft. A lot of these people figure they were long since past the service.
Can you imagine that? You know, just doing your time to, you know, to get where you need to go, to, you know, pay your price to the country so you could move on with your life, and then like, hey, what's going on? Guess what? Put your boots on. Can you imagine that? Well, we'll talk about that some more and a lot of other stuff when we come back. Thanks for listening, and please continue listening to Air America Radio.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details.
If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday. In fact, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Well, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Good morning, 42 past the hour. This is Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Good day.
In front of me, I have a general letter, an open letter to Vice President Dick Cheney from a guy named James P. Gannon. In USA Today, this fellow Gannon is a former reporter for the Wall Street Journal and editor of the Des Moines Register. So I don't know what he did wrong, but, but nonetheless, you know.
I hear the train.
But, you know, the it opens with, I'm writing to you as a longtime admirer, and he's talking about, you know, he's talking about Dick Cheney. And the thing is like in the, like two, three paragraphs down, this is a Republican, an admirer, I'm assuming a Republican,
yeah,
an admirer of Dick Cheney, saying you must ask yourself now if your continued presence by the side of the president will offer strength or weakness to the Republican ticket in November. So get out of the way, Satan.
Is that a multiple choice question?
Well, I mean, it's just interesting that, you know, that within the ranks of admirers and Republicans, you know,
yeah,
that people are starting to question, you know, but, you know, not only his physical integrity, but probably, you know, his moral integrity.
When you say physical integrity, you're talking about his ticker, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a bet with Colin Quinn.
Oh.
You know, we've got a standing bet of $40 that, you know, Quinn says he's going to go down before November. I said he's not.
Right.
I say he's never going to die. They put one of these new prototypes in his chest. He's going to be the last thing alive, him and cockroaches, you know, crawling around the post-apocalyptic surface of the world, just little giant bugs and Cheney going, come on, you work for me now. Come on. Oh, you get in line. Why don't you listen?
You know, he may be listening because he's here. Or he was here.
What are you talking about?
He was at Cheney. He was at the Yankee game last night.
I got to go.
That's right. He was at the Yankee game. I don't know if Steinbrenner invited him. Who invited him? Now, not only was Cheney there.
Did he throw out the
Pataki
ball?
Pataki was there.
They gave him the ball to throw out, and before it left his hands, it burst into flame.
I don't know if he's a Yankee fan, a Red Sox fan, or whatever. I thought I heard this on TV last night, and I'm looking in the paper today, and sure enough, Dick Cheney was here in New York last evening. I think
catch this, you
yeah, right. Now, let's go on to more more Kerry. Heartening story.
Yeah. John Kerry John kicking Kerry. It.
Now, see, this is I like this about John Kerry. Yeah. John Kerry went out to the Rainbow Push Coalition, not just with sloganeering, not just with, hey, my buddy was a black guy in Vietnam, not with the usual pandering platitudes that guys. He came out there with a program. He says he is going to expand educational opportunity and see to it that 1 million more students graduate from college during his first 5 years in office. Now, that is a concrete plan and a promise. But that
then,
I like.
But then right after he said, high five. Who wants a high five? Can I get a high five? Can I get an amen?
Well, wait a minute now. But since we talked about Dick Cheney before, let's hear what John Kerry had to say about Dick Cheney and the use of that word.
Vice President of the United States got himself in a little hot water for talking strangely to a United States senator, a friend of ours. And I just want to tell all of you here in the state of Maryland that if Dick Cheney is cursing Democrats today, wait till November 2nd when we give him something to really curse about.
Hey, we got a guy on the phone here. Like, he just called. Mike was at the Yankee game last night.
Oh,
hey,
he
Mike,
was.
Mike, what's going on,
what's
buddy?
Up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Did you see Evil Dick Cheney at the game?
I did see him, yes.
What was he doing?
Well, he was there first with Giuliani. And
I knew it. Then. Wait a minute. Our senior producer, Jonathan Larson, voted for Giuliani. How do you like him now, pal?
So was he shoving hot dogs into his evil mug?
You know, he's sitting down there with his feet up, disrespecting the house that Ruth built.
Yeah.
And basically, just about 3 hours away from God Bless America, he left.
No!
And no one, he couldn't be seen. And then all of a sudden, you saw him in Steinbrenner's booth, you know, his private box.
Hang
he
up.
Had been earlier in the game.
So well, you're not going to see him on the D train, that's for sure.
No, not at all. But then during God Bless America, they put him up on the Diamond Vision.
Yeah.
Right as Ronan Tynan, one of the Irish tenors, was singing God Bless America.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the whole place, it was like a wave of booze going through the whole stadium.
And then
all of a sudden, they took him off and cut away to other patriotic things. And,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see saw him file out of the booth and you never saw him again.
Wow. New York stands up. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Great
talking
appreciate
to you.
It, Mike. You take care. Somebody was at the stadium and actually saw this idiot.
Boo! Welcome to New York. Have a good convention, you bastard.
Yeah. By the way, you know, New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg,
yeah.
There's a story in the local paper today that says, it's headlined, Mayor Shuns GOP's Glow, while the governor of New York, George Pataki, who was also at the Yankee game last night, basks in it. So, in other words, Pataki is a keynote speaker. Bloomberg apparently is going to be outside directing traffic or something. I don't know exactly
what is Pataki,
doing.
Man? I mean, Pataki's just sort of an ass-kisser, isn't he? I mean, what does that guy do?
I don't know.
I mean,
he's the governor.
I know, but
he's
like,
got a horse farm upstate.
But, I mean, he's a Republican governor. But, I mean, you've covered New York politics.
Yes,
I have. What's he all about? I mean, I've seen the guy for years. I've listened to him. Will you tell me?
we're
going to come
back.
Will you tell me?
Yes.
All right, stay with us. Air America Radio.
You think I'd maybe had some Bush's phases? Maybe, please. I'm a Carrier air conditioner. Isolation lets me focus and keeping you comfy.
For unmatched expertise, Carrier stands alone.
I'm an expert. You're on the job. Don't even think about it, Doug.
Our air conditioners with Puron refrigerant are energy efficient and environmentally sound with a 10-year limited warranty. See dealer for details.
Nothing can stop my dedication. Heat waves, rain, your kid's soccer ball. Ouch. Fine. Really.
No wonder Carrier's trusted in more homes than any other brand. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil Liquid Gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil Relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Students and graduates, listen up. You could cut your student loan payments by more than half. That's right, more than half with the federal government's free student loan consolidation program available from NextStudent. Every day, thousands take advantage of this money-saving program, and now you too can cut your federal student loan payments by more than half. Call 1-800-430-NEXT, and NextStudent will help you refinance your college loans and lock in on historically low federal interest rates. Right now, you could be paying twice as much as everyone else. Take advantage of this free program. It's easy to apply. There's no credit check, no out-of-pocket expenses, and in as little as 5 minutes, you can find out if you're eligible for this money-saving program. You could cut your student loan payments by more than half. Take advantage of this program, and you'll have loads of extra cash in your pocket. Call 1-800-430-NEXT. It's easy, it's quick, and it's free. But you gotta act now. Call Next Student today at 1-800-430-NEXT. That's 1-800-430-NEXT.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of French's Mustard, and we wanted to come up with a great way to celebrate this exciting milestone. So we thought, what if we sell commemorative 100-pound bottles of French's?
Ah, my foot!
But we decided to give away $100,000 instead. Just buy any French's Mustard and you can win $100,000.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. $100,000 drawing will be held on 9/20/04. U.S. resident 18 or older. See specially marked packages of French's Mustard or FrenchesFoods.com for details.
French's. It tastes that great.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress. But you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit MAD.org.
Hey, 51, past the hour. Mark Maron here on Morning Edition with Mark Riley.
Hey.
Air America Radio. Well, I want you to tell me, you know, I don't know if I'm talking out of school when I call Pataki and ask his sister. I want to know more about him. But first, let's cover a story a bit that we didn't cover yesterday, which is the crisis in Sudan. Colin Powell was down there yesterday. Kofi Annan is going this week.
He's going this week. The U.N. Secretary General says that his trip might end up leading to action on the part of the Security Council against the government in the Sudan if it doesn't act to ease that crisis that's now going on in Darfur, which is in the western part of the country. 30,000 dead, 1.2 million refugees, many of them streaming into Chad. It is a humanitarian nightmare. It is due in part to inattention on the part of the rest of the world.
So this is government-backed Arab militias are basically carrying out a genocide against black African communities in Darfur.
Yeah, and they're moving them off the land. Mm. That's the important part. This is a struggle over land.
So you have a huge refugee issue, and you have a lot of people dead and a lot of people starving.
A lot of people in danger of starving to death. Mm-hmm. I believe there are some 350,000, and these are African villagers from Darfur, who are in dire need of some form of assistance, or they will die.
Let me give you the State Department Sudan desk if you want to take some action. 202-647-4597. And also you have the U.S. mission to the U.N. at usa@un.int if you want to, you know, find out what you can do to, you know, get involved with it, helping these people in Sudan. Because this is something that can't go, you know, overlooked like Rwanda.
No,
you know,
it cannot.
And, you know, we can't, you know, it's up to people to take action around this stuff.
And by the way, when we say that the world has not reacted, that includes people on the continent of Africa. There are African leaders who know the dimensions of this crisis and have not acted, just like the Security Council has not acted. So
yeah,
they are responsible as well to try and ease it. This is human suffering, and we've seen it on an extraordinary scale on the continent of Africa, whether we're talking about Rwanda, whether we're talking about the AIDS crisis that has killed millions of people on the continent since the 1980s. And again, you know, a little bit here, a drib there, a drab there in terms of aid and some kind of humanitarian intervention. Mm-hmm. In this kind of a situation, that government in Khartoum should not be allowed to function among the world community until this issue is addressed.
And so many times when these things go down, we don't hear about what was really, you know, politically behind it until years later, and mm-hmm. what involvement that the United States played in it in overlooking it or ignoring it. Again, the State Department Sudan desk is 202-647-4597, the U.S. mission to the U.N., usa@un.int. And if you have other information or other ways to give or get involved, you know, let us know at Air America Radio sedition at airamericaradio.com, or you can write it on the blog at morningsedition.com, or you can call us at 866-303-2270. So getting back to Pataki, now you've had a history. You were on the beat politically for years here in New York City. Where does this guy come from? What's he all about if he's not an ass kisser? He's just a politician.
He's a politician. He's from upstate. In 1993, no one knew who George Pataki was. In 1994, Mario Cuomo decided, in what was an ill-advised move in retrospect, to run for another term in office. They plucked, and it was specifically then-United States Senator Alphonse D'Amato from Long Island, who plucked this little-known upstate legislator. I believe he's from Peekskill Garrison in that area, in upstate New York. They ran him against Cuomo, and he creamed him. And Pataki has been kind of one of these guys who has sort of taken a lot of credit during the Clinton years for the resurgence of the New York economy, although he's never really been able to do much about the upstate New York economy, which has been a basket case for a long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, Hillary Clinton, the United States Senator, has put forward a plan for that. But Pataki has presided over, for example, he ran on the death penalty. No one's been executed in New York on his watch. And no one is actually getting any closer to being executed during George Pataki's watch. He has run in many cases as a conservative. He has governed in many cases as a moderate to liberal, which is why some of the people in the Bush camp don't really trust him all that much. He has also had an ongoing feud with Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, because in 1994 when Pataki ran, Giuliani supported the Democrat. He supported Cuomo.
So to bring it back around to national politics, why has he been chosen as the speaker?
A, because it's happening in his state. B, because 9/11 happened here, and the Republicans are going to try their damnedest their convention to September 11th. And Pataki has been, there's been rife speculation over the last several years, and since he got reelected, that he actually wants a job in Washington. But he doesn't want to be governor of New York forever. There's some speculation he will not run, in fact, in 2006 when his term is up. But there are people who say if Bush gets reelected, Pataki wants D.C.
The reason I ask that, obviously, you know, he's the governor of New York, and the convention is in New York. But he's got a pretty prime slot. And, you know, he's not that vocal a guy here. You know, I don't hear much about him or what he's doing or what he's saying. And also, he, you know, like you said, there is contention between him and the Bush administration. So I was just sort of, the political motive is to connect the Bush administration with 9/11. That will probably be the theme of a lot of the conversations, a lot of the presentations at the Republican National Convention, wouldn't you think?
Well, there's another little-known thing about Pataki. In 2000, when John McCain was trying to get on the ballot for the Republican primary against George W. Bush in New York, it was George Pataki who went to court to try and stop him. And the Bush people have never forgotten that little favor that Pataki did for him.
And now that the 9/11 Commission has decided that you know, it could have been stopped, it's like people returning to the scene of the crime that they committed. In terms of the Bush administration. Here's the liberal agenda. Here are your marching orders for today from the Streisand compound. One, collect money for Saddam's legal defense fund to make sure he gets qualified representation. Two, email UNICEF. Make sure food shipments to Third World are Atkins-friendly. Three, while in Boston for Democratic convention, reenact Boston Tea Party. Study environmental impact on the local fisheries. Four, organize retirement party for William F. Buckley. Invite everyone except William F. Buckley. And five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation, quote, you're assuming Saddam is guilty, unquote. That's the liberal agenda day. We'll see you in the next hour, Mark.
All right. In the next hour of Morning's Edition, we get to talk about Internet porn under the guise of a Supreme Court ruling. Plus, how come no justices are retiring, the Dream Diary, and the War on Brains? This is Air America Radio.
LendingTree.com presents 2 steps for controlling the home buying process. Step one. Go to LendingTree.com and get up to 4 great mortgage offers within hours. Step 2. Stay at LendingTree.com and get up to 4 leading real estate agents within hours. So, to choose the mortgage and agent that's right for you, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. See website for details and state license disclosures. Equal housing opportunities. Some restrictions may apply.
Weeds like dandelion, clover, and hundreds of others can stand between you and a thick green lawn. That's why Bayer Advance created Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer Plus Weed Control. It does two jobs at once. It kills four times as many types of weeds as the leading brand, while it feeds at every level. The grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil for a thicker, deep-down green that lasts longer. Without the weeds, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Saddam Hussein and 11 of his former aides will be in court today, facing a host of charges stemming from his long reign over the Middle Eastern nation. The deposed Iraqi leader and his aides were transferred overnight Eastern Standard Time to Iraqi custody. Even though they physically remain in American hands, the decision by the U.S. to physically hold on to Hussein was based on doubts whether the new government could secure him. Still unknown is how long the detention will last before the new interim government can establish the location of mutual agreements to the Bush White House and Iraq. From Baghdad this morning comes word that a half dozen American soldiers were hurt, two of them critically, in a rebel attack in Iraq. First Cavalry Division commander says the rebel fired at least eight mortar rounds at a base on the edge of the Baghdad International Airport. A plume of black smoke rose over the airport about an hour later. Mortar attacks have targeted the base almost daily, but this is the first attack to cause significant casualties and damage. Army is once again looking into the deaths of two prisoners in Iraq that were initially attributed to natural causes. An official says the new information is leading investigators to once again question the cause of the deaths and whether either one should be reclassified as a homicide. Last month, Army medical examiners had classified the deaths of 15 prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan as naturally caused. In addition, 19 more have been investigated by as homicides, eight of which, officials say, were justified killings of escaping or dangerously violent prisoners. In other news, the United States has expelled two Iranian security guards employed by Tehran's United Nations offices after the mission was repeatedly warned against allowing its guards to be videotaping bridges, the Statue of Liberty, and New York subway system, this according to U.S. officials. These individuals were moving around New York City and essentially taking photographs of a variety of New York landmarks and infrastructure and the rest, U.S. Envoy Stuart Holliday told reporters at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Foreign Ministry official in Tehran said the expulsions ran against international conventions on providing facilities for staff of foreign missions at international organizations and lacks political judgment and moral value. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry continues to canvass the countryside in his bid to unseat the incumbent. Yesterday, the prominent Democrat took his message for change to Chicago, the site of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition, where he stressed for an end to the current Washington blockade, for improved employment opportunities, better education opportunities for minorities, and an ease to some of the restrictions for working immigrants.
This is the worst governance that any of us have seen in Washington in all the years that we've been there. This is my way or the highway crowd. And I'll tell you what, we need to restore civility to the American dialogue. We need to bring people back together and solve problems.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry in Chicago yesterday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Did you get your Goodyears yet? Get to Goodyear's Summer Celebration Tire Sale now through July 17th for amazing low prices on featured Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and you'll get up to $75 worth of free groceries. And check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to $75 worth of free groceries, get your Goodyears today. Mail-in free groceries cash card offer ends July 17th.
Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and they include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Randy Rhodes.
So Bush sits in the classroom, and this is part of the report. Now they say he was only there an extra 7 minutes. So I had said 15. They say 7. Just 7 minutes after he knew we were under attack. He just stayed there an extra 7 minutes. That's all he wasted. But the first plane hits at 8:46 in the morning. He wasn't in the classroom yet, but he does go because his cell phone didn't work. Oh, my God. I knew there was a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
It's Wednesday, yes? Good morning. Our weekly report from the front lines of the President's War on Brains today, plus my daily report from the front lines of my brain, the Dream Diary, and a progress report, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 3. That's all coming up. Good morning, Mark Riley.
Good morning, Mark Maron.
So we had a very powerful first hour. If you missed it, welcome aboard. But, man, we got into some stuff.
Yeah, we sure did.
And now, you know, like, I'm watching TV last night. I'm reading the paper today. I'm looking at the Internet. The Supreme Court blocked a law meant to shield web-surfing children from dirty pictures and online come-ons. Basically, they blocked a law that would require people to register to view adult content, and they said that, you know, it's easier if you just, you know, buy yourself a filter, you know, work it, you know, fix the computer so the kid can't get at it. Unfortunately, a lot of parents think that their kids know more about computers than they do, which is sometimes true. The truth of the matter is if whoever wants to get the stuff can get the stuff. And, you know, and they can't, I would rather they not filter us or make us register because, you know, it's a First Amendment issue. We have the right to view it. I'm not saying it's the healthiest thing in the world, but we cannot we cannot all be forced to behave like children because of, you know, out of fear that the children will get into something that they shouldn't. You know, there has to be a way that parents can, you know, regulate this stuff on their own. It's bad enough that all movies are geared towards children and we have to sort of like deal with that because that's where the money is. You know, and with porn, you know, it's not a bad thing to talk about. You know, like a lot of people get this impression about, you know, it's liberal radio. You guys should be a little more sensitive. There's certainly, feminist issues around porn and how, you know, abusive it is towards women. There are issues revolving, you know, that you know, porn is, you know, violence. You know, but the truth of the matter is, you know, I was sort of brought up with porn. You know, I remember when I saw porn for the first time, it changed my life. It screwed my sex life up for years.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I saw porn before I had sex for the first time, which means that, you know, I saw it when I was like 14. You know, we had a Betamax that, you know, that my parents were borrowing from their friends and they were hiding in the drawer upstairs. So I saw Deep Throat when I was like 14. And I was like, that's what you have to do? And that's how big it has to be? I'm in trouble. And that sort of stuck with me throughout, you know, all of my high school years. I wasn't in college until I learned how to have sex properly. But now, you know, like I'll look at porn occasionally, but I don't always feel good about it. You know what I mean? I do. Do you? I mean, I feel good, you know, after I look at it, but I don't walk away from it saying, like, you know, this is the greatest thing in the world. I do think it taints your perception a little bit. I think that if you watch too much porn, you know, you get like the, you get porn eye, is what I call it. So, like, you know, yeah, because, you know, you've been watching too much. You go out into the real world and people look at you and they know, they're like, something's wrong with that guy. Because in your head, everyone's still having sex. You know, you're on the subway and it's like, look at that, you'd be, you know, but, you know, and it doesn't take much encouragement. I think most men have some version of porn eye anyways. We're geared that way. And I sometimes sympathize for women because, you know, if you're a woman out in the world doing something in public, anything, if you're just standing there eating your lunch and there's a guy around, there's, you know, there's a 90% chance that there's some guy going, that's it, eat that sandwich. Yeah, do it. You know, so that's a lot of pressure. And I know that's just the way, you know, guys are. And, you know, that's why we have laws in civil society is to repress that stuff when you're in public.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Men think about sex every 5.6 seconds. In that context, thank God for pornography.
Sorry, man, I was distracted. I was thinking about something.
Yeah, well.
No, but I think, let's go into this ruling a little bit. You know, I mean, if I understand it properly, they are, you know, the Supreme Court is sort of dissing the Bush administration. First of all, no one retired, which means if anyone croaks or retires and carries president, they're going to have a Democrat appointee, which is good for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, between the constitutional, upholding the Constitution in the Guantanamo Bay issue and the Padilla case and in the Hamdi.
Yeah.
Okay, so these were sort of, you know, assaults. Not assaults, but they were sort of like checking. They were reality checking. They were legally checking Bush administration and the Patriot Act and the sort of power that they want. And this, again, is another check. It's another, you know, in defense of the First Amendment. They said if you have a registration issue, then it infringes on people's right.
Well, you have the technology to screen this thing from children. Now, to me, the most irritating part of the anti-porn movement, and I this has nothing to do with my own consumption of porn or lack thereof, but the most irritating thing is the whole use of children here. Their end goal is not to keep porn out of the hands of children. It is to keep porn out of the hands of adults. And we ought to be very clear about that right off the top. These are the same people who on the local level and on the state level are pressuring, for example, hotel chains not to have an option to show X-rated films in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that? Why would anybody? Why would any group of people
want to rain on someone's parade?
Right.
Like,
yeah. And why, exactly. And why would they care what you do in your room?
Exactly.
See, and, it's not about children. They say it's about, oh, we're trying to keep it from the children. Well, if you're a good parent and if you know how to filter things, you know, it's the same thing as keeping drugs away from your children. Not everybody succeeds at it, but there are tried and proven ways. You got to think faster than the porn distributor or than the drug dealer. But these people want to keep you and me from seeing this stuff. Make no mistake about that. And the Supreme Court ruling is a great ruling because it says that children can, in fact, be protected. But that's not their issue. Mm-hmm. That's not their agenda. Mm-hmm. Their agenda is to keep it out of hotel rooms, keep it out of your VCR, keep it off your TiVo, keep it off any access that you might have. Certainly keep it off your computer.
Well, then what do I do with all that energy? If they take it all away from us, where are we going to put all that stuff? Into hate and violence? Exactly. Go to church. You dummy. Apologize for your thoughts. No, I think you're absolutely right, and I think this moralizing is ridiculous. I mean, this is America, for God's sakes. I mean, every other country, they have boobs on TV.
I know.
They're not all hung up about it. Free the boobs. That's what I say. America, free the boobs. Because what's happening is when you create a climate of repression, not only can you make people, you know, because of that repression, do what you want them to do, but why don't they do it with violence? Why don't they? Where's that argument? You know, you can watch anybody get killed, you know, at any given point in time.
That's
you,
right.
And most of the TV you see and movies you see are so stupid that they just encourage mediocrity and cultural retardation, use of word properly, that it's baffling to me that they want to stifle this. It's not about kids. They should be more worried about, you know, putting kids in movies or the crime that, you know, makes, you know, sort of Baltic war orphans, you know, show up in these films. You know, they mean they should legalize prostitution and they should free the boobs in this country.
Well, see, they
would take your calls about this because I want to hear from liberals who will defend porn, number one, who are pro freeing the boobs, men and women. 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0, and also the other side. If there's arguments against porn, you know, I'd like to hear those too. So do that. Call us, Air America Radio.
Do you know that 7 companies decide the films you get to see? As a result, fewer and fewer truly groundbreaking films are being released. So you, as a moviegoer, have less access to anything other than the standard Hollywood fare. Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich, founder of Film Movement, and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. Film Movement is a true grassroots movement of film fans who want greater access to alternative voices in film. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive an award-winning independent film to own on DVD, directly from top film festivals such as Cannes and Sundance. Subscribe to Film Movement through Air America at airamericaradio.com in June and receive a free copy of The Party's Over, a critically acclaimed documentary narrated by Philip Seymour Hoffman about the state of democracy in America. Everyone deserves access to the best new releases. These films deserve to be seen. Help us support independent thinking by joining Film Movement or giving Film Movement as a gift for Father's Day or graduation. Subscribe today at airamericaradio.com.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends July 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now at 1-800-448-6600.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
The number is 866-303-2270. It looks like we've raised some people. They are awake and ready to talk about porn.
That's right. Raise the hackles.
In a liberal way. Right now it's time for my dream diary, which I bring to my therapist tomorrow, thank God. Here we go. Let's see if I can make it out. I'm floating on a bamboo log raft somewhere in the South Pacific. I'm in rags, bearded, and sunburned, the color of high sea fruit punch. My skin looks like Walter Brennan. Oh, man. To survive, I've been drinking my own urine out of a 7-Eleven Big Gulp cup. For food, I got by on a serviceable Chateaubriand, beluga caviar, roasted baby squash, and creme brulee, which wasn't as fresh as I like it. After weeks of isolation, an enormous yacht pulls up next to my raft. Paris Hilton is on deck wearing 2 pistachios and a strip of bacon. Dick Cheney's at the wheel wearing a captain's hat and a navy blazer with buttons made out of human ears. Bring the... out, he bellows. 2 big goons drag Saddam Hussein onto the deck there. I remember this way. It's all coming back to me. They bring in. He's got handcuffs on. Captain Cheney barks, "Get out, you! Don't let me catch you on my again, you!" They throw him overboard. He belly flops. Cheney's boat speeds off and drenches me in its wake. "You later," he yells. Douchebag. Then Saddam climbs onto my raft. He looks as bad as I do. He's got a Nick Nolte thing going on. I stare at him. He stares off the horizon. We're going to need an icebreaker. So, I say, sail much? Nothing. How about those Yankees? Silence. You on the South Beach diet? Because you look terrific. No go. I got it. What's up with the Bush family? Don't you just want to line them all up and crap in their shoes? Saddam turns and gives me a long, sad look. Every day, my friend, he says. Every day. I woke up and my bed was filled with kelp. 866-303-2270. Lori in Sweden. How are you?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call to respond to what you were saying about the porn and the Supreme Court's porn law.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Sweden, but I'm from Minnesota, by the way, so.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Swedenland.
So are you returning to your roots somehow?
Yeah, I listen to you guys over the internet because I need the connection.
Ah.
Well, I'm glad we're there for you.
Yeah.
So what do you say about porn?
Well, I'm both a feminist and a liberal. And I know that being a feminist, I'm supposed to be against porn because mm-hmm. they say that it objectifies women and we should censor it.
Right.
But it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because being a liberal, I want to protect the rights of neo-Nazis and racists and bigots to speak and mm-hmm. say what they need to say.
Yes.
So why are we more reactionary about the porn?
I agree with you. I think there's a large a group of people that just think porn in any form or shape is violence and it breeds nothing but weird sexual perversity.
Lori, why do you think we're more concerned with porn than we are with racism or some of the other pressing problems?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, living in Sweden, I understand what you're saying that they are definitely not as sexually conservative here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more conservative about violence and things like that on TV.
I think the Bible's probably inspired more acts of perversity and violence than porn has.
Yeah, and I think it is a lot because we're more religious and there's a lot more religious fundamentalism in the U.S.
How's Sweden? Nice?
It's fabulous in that sense.
Well, thanks for calling us. Great talking to you.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, we got Kristen in Manhattan. Kristen, hi.
Hey Kristen.
Guys.
What's up?
Well, what y'all just said about, what breeds violence,
yes.
You know, porn not breeding violence. But what I do think can breed violence is an attitude, and it's one that you just expressed, which is boys will be boys,
mm-hmm.
which absolves young men and men of personal responsibility, because it's like this idea that, well, it's ingrained in your nature, and what happens from that is okay. And it's not just watching porn, but also violent, aggressive behavior.
I don't think we said that. I said that, we have sexual impulses that because of civilization and laws that we keep under wraps and try to behave properly.
You did. But you also used the phrase, boys will be boys.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember him using boys will be boys.
No. I heard it because it stuck out to me. And
mm-hmm.
I get very, my antenna goes up when I hear that
yeah.
because, I mean, I don't think you, like, personally, First Amendment, I'm all for protecting. I think if women want to walk around without their shirts on, they should. It's unfair that they can't. You know, I'm totally about protecting the First Amendment. I'm just saying that the motivation behind it or some of the reasoning behind it of, well, it's just in nature, it's boys will be boys, I get very wary of that. And I think there's better arguments that could be used because, you know, women like looking at porn, too, but nobody's going to say, well, girls will be girls.
Oh, we would.
Well, you would. Okay.
We would. But, I mean, look, I don't have
I know what you're saying.
A gender thing about who consumes porn, and that's partly because I know some people that have worked in the industry from back in the day. It is, by the way, not anything like the way it's portrayed on cinema, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no more boring situation than actually being on a porn set, okay, the set of an adult film.
Uh-huh.
It is nothing like what you end up seeing. But that's a whole different thing. I mean, I think, and I don't remember Mark saying boys will be boys.
But
I know
did.
I wouldn't
I
say
did.
That.
I did. I heard
all right,
it.
Well,
okay,
you
all right. If you heard it, you heard it. You're a listener. The listener is always right.
And it's okay if I said it. But you're saying that the excuse to justify abusive or sexually inappropriate behavior in culture is it's an excuse that's used and misused in that way.
And right. You're right about
right.
that.
And
I mean,
exactly
the whole
right.
boys
right.
will be boys.
Yeah.
I get it. I get what you're saying. Thanks for calling, Kristen.
All right. Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
It. Yeah. Virginia in Atlanta.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi. How you doing?
All right.
What's
how you
going
doing?
On?
I would like to say that I'm a girl who will be a girl.
Yeah.
All right.
I love porn, and I really don't understand what their problem with it is, because you would think that it would help them promote abstinence.
Yeah, right? It would encourage abstinence. It's like at least give the teenagers something.
Yeah, right.
866-303-2270. It makes abstinence a little more exciting. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you for your call. That's for sure. It makes it a little more bearable. Sometimes you run out of juice in your own brain. You need some new stuff. Jim in Connecticut, what's going on, buddy?
Hey.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, Mark Maron, excellent comment about the Bible being the source of more perversion and violence than porn.
Oh, yeah,
and,
always.
I would just like to hear you explore that some more and expand on that.
Okay. All right. I'll try and do that for
you,
Jim. Well, certainly, even in a sexual sense, you know, the if you think about, like, just even like snake handlers and weird sort of Baptist cults that, you know, do the weird dances and speak in tongues and all kinds of weirdness, and not to mention Inquisitions and every other, you know, freakish, you know, violent crusade that has gone on in history, including the one we're having now on some level, and not to mention, you know, how screwed up, you know, the priests are, and that, you know, Boston is up to its neck having to sell churches because of sexual impropriety on behalf of the Catholic priesthood, not to mention that, you know, most, you know, freaks of, you know, perverse behavior that comes from extreme religious repression. A lot of, you know, murdering is done like this. A lot of rapes are done like this, you know, because of, like, you know, complete, you know, religious-based sexual repression. And, you know, porn, if anything, will free it up a little bit, open the vent, release a little something so you don't use it to hurt yourself or hurt other people.
Are you trying to get me to quit my church?
No, no, sir. No,
sure?
No. I mean, there's nothing.
You sound like you're against religion.
There's nothing
I'm
wrong.
I'm only kidding, Maron. I'm only kidding.
There's nothing wrong with belief. You know what I mean? But belief tempered with porn can be very healthy.
I would agree with you.
We got Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm liberal and I'm feminist, and I would never censor porn, but I think there are problems with it that we have to address that we're kind of overlooking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
and
us about them.
Well, it's like The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf. I think it does affect the way girls feel about their looks, and it lowers their self-esteem because they can never match up to the girls who are in Playboy or Penthouse or whatever. And I think that makes them feel bad about themselves. That may be a very simplistic argument, but I think it's true because that's how I was raised, and my father was always making comments about women. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, and my mother, you know, of course didn't look like that. And so you grow up thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to be attractive to my mate or whatever because, you know, there's always going to be these beautiful airbrushed women that you can't match up to, and
well,
it does collectively affect girls' self-esteem. I mean, women get, this is a different statistic, but twice as depressed, suffer from depression as men do, and it's because our society focuses so much on the way women look.
Well, you know, right, but that's not just porn. I mean, that's culturally, you know, has to do with the makeup manufacturing, clothing manufacturing. It has
definitely,
to do with the image of women.
But the magazines don't help. The magazines do not help.
You mean the
I don't even find the videos as offensive because it's active and you're just watching people, you know, have sex.
Yeah, that's not always.
Magazines, I find them almost to just be just much worse than even hardcore porn.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I like the distinction she drew. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Is that, like, you know, when you watch pornography of people having sex, sometimes it's sort of like kind of nasty. You know what I mean? A lot of times, especially if you looked at classic porn from the 70s and 80s, you're
that was a whole different thing.
Like, especially the original stuff in the 70s, it's sort of like, you know, maybe you want to get that treated before you start having sex on camera.
Well, you know, but see, the porn industry of the 70s was a lot like the recording business in the 50s.
Yeah.
It was like, you got one shot at doing this. We only got this apartment for the next 6 hours. We got to get it done in a certain amount of time. So this is how we're going to have to shoot this. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, we have to loop it. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the business. There are a couple of very good documentaries whose names I cannot remember now. But you know who we ought to have on about this?
Who?
Sharon Mitchell, who herself used to be a porn
actor. She used to go to my gym, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like what she was saying, though, because clearly the way the female objectification and also the sort of insecurity that happens in women culturally because of the way they are presented in all advertising and also because of the way they're expected to be, you know, anorexia comes from this, you know, a lot of low self-esteem issues. But it's weird because I don't really respond to a lot of the women in Playboy. I like women who look normal, but I guess women have issues with that, and I understand that. But you're talking, I'm a guy with eating issues, you know, like I still believe that someday I'm going to have a washboard stomach. And someday I'm gonna.
To me, the only thing that I would find problematic about pornography, certainly about X-rated films, is the concept that the woman is always ready.
Yeah.
That part of it bothers me.
Yeah. Stay on the phone with us. Yeah. Stay on the phone. 866-303-2270. We'll come back after the break. Talk to you some more. Mark, you want to take us out?
Oh, is it that time again?
I did.
Up?
All right, we're going. That's it.
It rocks, Birth of a Nation. When we come back on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Key lawmakers, including Republican Committee Chairman, are asking the Justice Department to explain why it released a terror suspect to Syria when several prosecutors and FBI agents had collected evidence for possible criminal charges against the man. Pentagon officials reclassified a missing Marine as captured yesterday, helping to dampen suspicions that he had deserted his base in Iraq before apparently being taken hostage by militants more than a week ago. Saddam Hussein is officially in Iraqi government custody. After an overnight transfer from the U.S., Hussein and 11 of his former government aides will be court-bound today to answer a series of charges linked to war crimes. And with thousands of Republicans getting ready to invade the city of New York for its national convention around the end of the summer, high-priced escorts and strippers are preparing for one grand old party. Agencies are reportedly flying in extra call girls from around the world to meet the expected demands. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Did you get your Goodyears yet? Get to Goodyear's Summer Celebration Tire Sale now through July 17th for amazing low prices on featured Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and you'll get up to $75 worth of free groceries. And check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to $75 worth of free groceries, get your Goodyears today. Mail-in free groceries cash card offer ends July 17th.
The O'Franken Factor.
Wednesday, we'll have the play-by-play of the Iraqi Independence Day Parade. We'll have all the pomp, all the pageantry, and all the improvised explosive devices as Iraq becomes a prosperous society right before our very eyes. Join me, Catherine Lanford, David Brock, and reporting from Baghdad, Anya Siazadlo, for what promises to be a truly magical O'Franken Factor.
Past the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley here on Air America Radio. We're taking your calls at 866-303-2270. We're talking to men and women about porn, mostly women so far. We've got a quick story we want to do that kind of ties into that, which is that a drug that seems to drive female rats mad for sex may offer the first real scientific aphrodisiac for women.
Yeah, it is called Palatin Technologies PT-141. It's being used to develop... It's actually being used to fight impotence in men, but researchers said it also aroused the female rats. Now,
but girl rats like it too.
Oh my God, here we go. Now, rats and humans don't exactly react identically in these kinds of tests. But they say that the rats flirted more when injected with the drug. And the highest doses also attempted, females injected with the highest doses, tried to mount males.
Oh, really? Teach them a lesson.
Yeah. This is how it feels, pal.
What does a flirting rat look like? We got a guy on the road, a trucker. Hey, Ron, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
What's on your mind, man?
You know, talking about all church groups and, you know, some groups trying to get rid of the foreign. It's something they're never going to be able to do.
Uh-huh.
The Constitution's been around since biblical times, and humans being humans, if there's cameras and there's film out here, if you can't buy it, you know, from a mass producer, they're going to make their own and trade it among friends and everything else.
That's absolutely right, Ron. You're absolutely right. You sound like you know a lot about this.
Well, I've watched my fair share of porn. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Ron, keep your eyes on the road, okay?
Oh, I always do.
There you go.
Thanks for your call. That's an interesting point he brings up, because you see some of that you know, that people underestimate the power of sex and the power of you know, alternative sex in certain respects, is that I imagine even during the caveman days that, you know, people eventually would get bored or whatever, and they, you know, all get together and they'd say, why don't you guys do it in front of us? You were great. We saw your show last week. That, you know, that there is a desire not only to have sex, but I think there is a desire within people to see other people have sex.
Now, we ought to let people know that we're talking about a Supreme Court ruling. That
we
says,
are?
Yeah. You forgot about that, didn't you? This Supreme Court ruling struck down a law that was passed in 1998 and signed into law by President Bill Clinton, of all people, that said essentially that adults would have to register and have access codes in order to access adult material on the Internet. The court ruled in a 5-4 decision. And by the way, with Clarence Thomas voting with the majority on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now we see what everybody's on board with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Kate's a little mad at us, I think. Kate, listening to us in WMTW up in Maine. Kate, how are you?
Hey, Kate.
Hi, I'm okay.
You're a little irritated with us?
Me on.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not mad at you guys. No. I like you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, hey, talk about porn. sure, why not? Yeah, talking right. about it is better.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
consuming it, you said?
My issue was, like, with this idea that women can internalize that sort of image
uh-huh.
of themselves,
uh-huh.
more thinking like, you know, I just come from the old school that's like, hey, let's use the brain,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, really, that's what I was saying, was that, you know, I think it's, like, pornography will always exist. I support the right to have it around,
mm-hmm.
and I think women just really need to not internalize it.
So you're saying that they shouldn't base their image of themselves on either commercial
on
objects?
On any cultural. Yeah, yeah
right.
on any
yeah.
cultural.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
To what extent should the community, the larger community, be concerned about children accessing porn? Because this Supreme Court ruling was specifically about a law that everyone said was aimed at keeping porn out of the hands or out of the eyes of children. How far do we go with that?
Well, you know, I mean, I really believe in personal responsibility of parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, hey, my dad had Playboy magazines lying around. We
mm-hmm.
looked at them. You know? Totally. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But, you know, I mean, people need to be more responsible. This filtering stuff, that, you know, parents are really strange these days. I don't know about the whole Internet and sex and everything else.
Yeah, I think, well, they feel a little out of control, too, and maybe they should educate themselves a little better. And certainly there's images out there that are much more heinous than Playboy and stuff, but it's still a parental responsibility.
Well,
I
yeah,
because
they
you.
Sell these same computer games. You know, they sell computer games that show
exactly.
you how to strangle somebody
exactly.
15 times.
Yeah, thanks,
exactly.
heads also, yeah.
thanks a lot
yeah.
for your call,
yeah.
Kate. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Well, we got Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe listening to us on XM. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love
pretty
the
good.
Show.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Anyway, my comment with this whole argument seems to be framed in a rather heterosexist perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to bring in the perspective of a gay man.
Please
okay.
do.
That'd be good.
You know, for a lot of us, you know, gay pornography is like our first entree into the larger gay community, especially if you live in a very isolated area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first time you see any images of men being with men is in pornography. And it can be very affirming and very...
It gives you relief and hope that there's people out there that have the same desires that you do.
Exactly. And I can tell you, you know, gay male pornography has just as many unrealistic images of men that can kind of bring you down, because not everybody is endowed
yeah.
or built like, you know, the proverbial brick, you know what. But,
yeah.
But you know, also, it can be very empowering. Also, with the advent of HIV and AIDS, a lot of guys ended up having dates with their VCRs every night.
For a long time, yeah, until
It's an interesting point, and one that you're absolutely right. We kind of don't, because we're not gay, we kind of gloss over how gay porn interacts with the gay community. And it's very different, I think, in a lot of ways than it was in the straight community. But it brings up something else. It's a very interesting question, and something that people are kind of starting to question, both on the gay level and the straight level. And that is, to what extent does the porn industry, gay and straight, have a responsibility to show safe sex? In other words, showing couples using condoms, whether they're gay or straight. Most people tend not to use condoms.
Well, thanks for your call, Joe. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm with Susie Bright on this one. Susie Bright is a writer and a pro-porn feminist, as she calls herself, and that, you know, when you see porn, you kind of want to see them taking the chances that you can't take. You know, everyone, you know, should be, you know, having safe sex, should be,
mm-hmm.
you know, but many people don't, but that's not the issue. The issue is, if you're watching people have sex, you kind of want to, it's sort of like astronauts. You want to see them, you know, go out there, push it to the limit, you know, devil may care, you know.
But just, if younger people see it, do they infer from it that it is okay to have sex without condoms?
Come on, sex is sex. You know, kids, they know the real cost of it, and they know, like, they're going to have sex without condoms anyways if they, you know, it's all in that moment, like, oh, the hell with it. Let's just do it. Which is bad, but, you know, it happens.
It happens.
We'll be back. Stay with us. We got news coming up with stuff and things. Air America.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area, with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area, and they're the only ones who actually teach it to other doctors. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Good morning, 43 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition. You're listening to Air America Radio. Thank you for listening to Air America Radio. You can blog with us at morningsedition.com. You can email us at sedition@airamericaradio.com. Thank you for all the calls. Last segment, very enlightening. Good talking to the women about the subject of porn, and also always good to talk to truck drivers about anything.
That's right.
I don't know why, but I love when those guys call. Here we go, Birth of a Nation. Since the handover of power, we'd like to explore various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, good morning. You made it to day three. Good going. It's getting easier, isn't it? Still having a new democracy is not all fun. Yes, yes, okay. All right, all right. There's responsibility, and one of the most important ones of those is taking blame. Because you can't expect our president to take the heat for this mess for even one more day, that's why we gave it back to you. Anything that happens from now on is your fault. We broke it, you fix it. That's not fixing. Hey. We call this the trickle-down blame theory. We blame you, and then you can blame one of your people, and then you can behead one of your people, and then one of our people will come out and denounce the beheading of one of your people. Get it? There you go. That's it. But remember, there are no consequences unless it affects the oil supply. And then, of course, the fun stops. I know. Yeah, just one. Look at that. But you're not going to do that, are you? You're not going to do that, right? Seriously, you're not going to do that, right? You're not going to affect the oil supply, right? It's not a question, right? Self-rule is a rocky road full of big craters, burning cars, and crumbling infrastructure. But if democracy were easy, everyone would have one. Keep up the good work. This is day three in Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. So, here are the charges. What are the charges against the old man?
We're talking about Saddam now.
Yeah.
Saddam, by the way, is no longer a prisoner of war. Saddam is now just another inmate in Iraqi custody.
Yep.
Although I don't think he's going to be at Abu Ghraib.
They signed the paper. There's like,
will
you sign for this busload of Baathists?
Yes. And they are now all yours. Although the United States has retained physical custody of Saddam and 11 of his henchmen, including Chemical Ali and Tariq Aziz.
Tariq Aziz, or they call him Tariq the Glasses.
There you go. The Glasses, there you go. Now, the BBC has put forward a list of potential charges against Saddam. And these are revealing.
Yeah.
They're talking about, for example, the Iran-Iraq war, that Iraq, in fact, invaded Iran. And the war claimed the lives of at least 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he could get indicted for a million murders. So I guess that's what they're saying.
But wait, isn't the Iran-Iraq war the one that we backed him on?
That little trouble. I was coming to that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to jump the boat or
no,
whatever
no, it's
you
okay.
do when you jump.
The Iranian government is preparing a complaint against Saddam for crimes against the Islamic Republic, and they want him to be tried before an international court, highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. And by the way, some Iranians think that the United States also ought to be on trial with Saddam because they did, in fact, remember Don Rumsfeld, 1983, support Saddam.
Oh, that'll happen. Yeah. Hey, Don, can you go down there and just take a hit for the team?
Yeah.
You know, now, just as for us.
20,000 Iranians were reportedly killed by Iraqi mustard gas, and I think they'll hold Saddam responsible if the Iran-Iraq war becomes part of the bill of particulars in terms of Saddam's crimes. Now, there are, of course, the attacks on the Kurds, and he might well be tried for this. When the Kurds were pushing for autonomy, Iraqi forces used cyanide gas against one Kurdish town, killing an estimated 5,000 civilians. During another campaign from February to September of 1988, Iraqi soldiers rounded up more than 100,000 Kurds, mostly men and boys, and executed them. Chemical Ali used chemical weapons to push Kurds out of their villages, and he's on the dock along with Saddam.
That's a nickname?
His name is General Ali Hassan al-Majid.
Oh, I knew that was a weird thing to name a kid.
That's right. Tens of thousands of Kurds killed or imprisoned, and 1 million fled when Iraq crushed their uprising.
Awesome.
And they have yet to finally be heard from in the wake of the end of the occupation as well. Then, of course, there's the invasion of Kuwait, when Saddam sent troops there and precipitated, so the U.S. says, the Gulf War of 1991. Now, there's a little bit of an issue there, too. Because, you know, Saddam had a meeting with a U.S. official. I believe her name was Tutwiler.
Mm-hmm.
Where he detailed his complaints. Saddam didn't just invade Kuwait because he had nothing better to do that day.
Right.
Saddam accused the Kuwaitis of stealing his oil by doing slant drilling underground.
Underground, underneath the border. Like hitting the pipe, you know, underneath the state line, so to speak.
Right. So what Saddam did was say, well, wait a minute. You know, when Iraq was originally created, Kuwait was part of Iraq. So we're going to annex Kuwait at this late date and call it part of Iraq. So
yeah, if you're gonna cut under the border, we're just going to push that border over and take you out.
Now, Tutwiler reportedly, at the time, gave Saddam no hint that the United States would be particularly upset about trying to redress this grievance with Kuwait. And then, of course, Saddam went into Kuwait, and then the war started. But be that as it may, Iraqi soldiers allegedly tortured and executed detainees and are retreating, looted Kuwait City and seized hundreds of Kuwaitis, taking them back to Baghdad. I don't know if they're still there, what they're doing, or whatever. Now, again, there are many other charges.
You've got the Scud attacks on Israel.
That's right.
That's another charge. There's several outstanding parking violations that he needs to pay for.
Yep.
You know, there was the lewd and lascivious acts and behavior which he was cited for. There are many misdemeanors that, you know, he's been, you know, mistreatment of animals,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, there's also been torture. There's also been hanging, beating, rape, burning people alive, widespread systemic kinds of torture. Thousands of Shias arrested on charges of supporting the Iranian Revolution have never been accounted for. Now, with the number of Shiites inside of Iraq, it is highly likely that Saddam will have to pay for crimes against the Shia.
Oh.
That is entirely possible. Remember, they are the statistical majority in the country. And if Saddam is going to pay on any level for crimes, it's going to be crimes against them.
Speculation, in a weird way, because I guess we'll talk about it when we come back. What if he did get away? You know, what would happen?
Anyway, chaos!
Yeah, come back. We'll talk about more of Iraq. We've got some guests coming up. We've got more funny coming up. Air America Radio.
At Patagonia, we love the wilder places beyond the end of the road. And we support around-the-world grassroots activists who fight hard to save a local patch of land or a stretch of river or shoreline. Patagonia gives 1% of annual sales to small environmental groups. And we make exceptional outdoor clothes. So visit one of our stores in Manhattan, Honolulu, Portland, Freeport, or Santa Cruz. If there isn't a store in your area, click on to Patagonia.com for more information. That's Patagonia.com.
The Graham Norton Effect continues this Thursday night at 10, 9 central on Comedy Central.
Graham Norton here. So, what do you want from a show?
I want a show that's not afraid of sex.
Good. Weird stuff on stage.
Right. With plenty of celebrities.
Great.
A show that loves animals as much as I do.
Sex on stage with celebrities and animals. Absolutely.
The Graham Norton Effect. Peep show. Sideshow.
Talk show.
Continues this Thursday night at 10, 9 central. Only on Comedy Central.
If you're tired of dealing with glasses or contacts but have been concerned about the price of LASIK, now you can get the best of both worlds. That's right. TLC Laser Eye Centers is offering no payments for 12 months. That means you can have exceptional LASIK, TLC's lifetime commitment, and skilled surgeons at a price you can manage from one of the leaders in laser vision correction. More than 500,000 eyes have trusted TLC for the LASIK procedure, including thousands of eye doctors and Tiger Woods.
After 5 years and more than 35 worldwide wins, I'm still as happy as ever with my TLC Laser Eye Centers experience. I'm 20/20 with no contacts.
Yeah, that Tiger Woods. To take advantage of this limited, no-payment-for-12-month offer, call TLC at 800-300-7509. Some restrictions may apply. In fact, call today for all the details. That's 800-300-7509.
Gary Boland, COVID technician on reality television.
Oh, you mean the news?
On global warming.
I love summer.
And on business broadband.
I'm glad you asked. You know, the key to choosing broadband is the same as any business decision. It's value. At COVID, you get broadband built for business for less than the local phone company's repackaged residential plans. In fact, your business could save hundreds of dollars a year with COVID. Plus, with the security of SDSL dedicated lines and 99.9% uptime guaranteed, you can relax, knowing your business isn't going to hit a brick wall. Now, I could go on.
Gary Boland on astrology.
Well, I've always wanted to go to space.
Business broadband. COVID knows it like nobody else. To get broadband billed for business, call 1-800-555-0454. Plus, get a free router after mail-in rebate through June 30th, 2004, when your business signs up at 1-800-555-0454 or gocovid.com. See website for guaranteed details and availability. Saving based on published rates, March 10, 2004.
Here we go. Morning's Edition, I'm Mark Maron. This is Mark Riley. You're listening to Air America Radio. Every Wednesday, we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the three-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now, with today's dispatch from the War on Brains, correspondent Morton Milton.
Dateline, Washington, June 28th. The War on Brains continues as George W. Bush sidesteps a federal law requiring weapon systems be tested before they're deployed. Long ago, in the memory-shrouded decade called the 80s, did Kublai Khan decree a Star Wars missile defense program be constructed? So bloated, so faulty, that even some Republicans had to give up on it. The cost? No man can say. But today it lives, breathes, consumes. Over $240 billion will pay for the ingredients of Star Wars 2. In the process, countless more efficient and proven defense technologies will be abandoned, others scrapped. And still, just as this giant golem of unabated defense spending continues its savage rampage across the landscape of common sense, comes a move that would make even fans of Green Acres roll their eyes in frustration to deploy Star Wars 2 without even testing it. Shameful, ignominious, stupid. Like a fox, could this be the could hairball? Could this brazenly moronic behavior outflank the opposition once again? Only time will tell. The struggle continues. Freedom fighters, read, write, resist. And that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thank you. Thank all you, right. Morton Milton. Thank you, Morton Milton, from the Time Machine.
Yes, yes, yes.
React. Beautiful. Beautiful. That was beautifully executed. Thank you, Morton Milton. So, a blogger just kicked up something that I often talked about, because when they caught Saddam Hussein, I said that the plan was that they were just going to let him go over a few days and, you know, and catch him again and go, vote for us, look, we got him again. It'd be like a reality show, you know, Saddam and go seek. I also speculated that if they caught him at the turn of the century, you know, if Bush were running for president at the turn of the century, they probably would have put him in a cage, you know, hooked him up on a train and just toured the country with him.
Yep.
Look, I got him. There he is. Go ahead.
The evil
feed
Saddam.
Him. He'll eat falafel right out of your hand. But now, you know, the blogger speculated that perhaps you know, they'll let him go and then, you know, catch him again right in November, right for an October or in the end of October to sort of kick up the polls a little bit.
You think there's a move afoot inside of Iraq to free Saddam? You think somebody's trying to spring him?
Of course, that's what I was trying to, you know, ask you about, because I don't know. You know, you seem to have a pretty good sense of speculation in that. I imagine if he got away that, you know, there'd be he'd journey up into the Baathist sympathizing lands where they don't go into, the north, I guess, and try to, you know, regroup, wouldn't he?
I think he would probably end up going or being smuggled somewhere in that Afghanistan, Pakistan, netherworld where Osama bin Laden is currently hanging out.
Yeah, but
he's not going to be able to stay in Iraq.
But him and bin Laden don't go back. I mean,
no,
you know,
they don't go back, but they can coexist along a border of several thousand miles.
Because that was a pretty quick phone conversation. Bin Laden going, Saddam, can you help? No, you
no.
Strange man. I'm in charge here. Goodbye. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The Republicans are coming.
The Republicans are coming to New York City.
The hookers are preparing.
The hookers are flying in from everywhere.
Wow.
They're coming from all. Randy talked about this yesterday because she has a scheme for all this. But, yeah. There are, by all indications, the family values Republicans will be partaking of some values, but not necessarily family ones.
They'll write it off like, happened to be a hooker convention as well in New York during the Republican National Convention.
I want to see if you totaled up all the money spent by Republicans on either hookers, porn in their hotel rooms, going to places like Scores, which is planning on doing a land office business, having several entertainment guests.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'd have an awful lot of dough spent on
I'll
this.
Say.
In the next hour of Morning Sedition, Karzai calls for help soon, please. Plus, former CIA analyst Larry Johnson shocked us when we talked to him last week. We'll see if he can do it again when we return here on Air America Radio.
Deals like this don't happen every day, just Wednesday through Monday. It's the Great Paint Celebration at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Save 30% on all our high-quality paints and stains, including Everclean and Super Paint Interior in our plastic twist and pour container. And save 30 to 64% on all wallpaper, too. So stop in and take advantage of the long weekend. Sale ends Monday. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Close July 4th.
While you can't see brilliant colors on the radio, you can use them in your business. That's why the Xerox WorkCenter M24 digital color copier printer is attractive to anyone who listens to the voice of reason. The lease price is a low $189 a month. You get brilliant Xerox color for less than 9 cents a page, plus the Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. To get all the colors you can't see on the radio, do the most reasonable thing.
Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for business lease details. Additional per copy charge.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Saddam Hussein and 11 of his disciples from his infamous regime are court-bound this morning. They're facing a myriad of criminal charges allegedly linked to war crimes while he ran Iraq. Hussein and the others were transferred from U.S. custody to Iraqi control overnight Eastern Standard Time. But the transfer was nothing more than a formality since the United States still has physical supervision over the suspects. Senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Harlan Ullman, says the Iraqis only have legal custody of Saddam. Ullman says they will have a hard time actually getting their hands on him.
That's a technical term. I signed a paper saying you have technical custody. It's the Americans who still have physical custody because the Iraqi government is in no position right now to be able to assure that they can hold Saddam reasonably and safely.
Harlan Ullman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Elsewhere, an American commander says a half dozen soldiers are hurt, two of them critically, in a rebel attack in Iraq. First Cavalry Division commander says the rebels fired at least 8 mortar rounds at a base on the edge of Baghdad International Airport. The assault comes days after the U.S. granted Iraqi officials new control of their country. Strain of the military in Iraq and Afghanistan has prompted the Army to force thousands of retired soldiers back into uniform. Army officials say about 5,600 former soldiers who recently left the military will be called up for deployment within the ranks of the National Guard and Reserve starting in July. The military is particularly looking at people with skills in the military policing, engineering, logistics, medicine, or transportation. In other news, last week, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge said the nation's ports were never more secure. This in response to domestic and international efforts to combat terrorism. Today, the investigative arm of Congress, the General Accounting Office, says that 7% of all U.S. ports and more than half of U.S. flagships have not been reviewed. Tomorrow, July 1st, is the deadline for all the ports to be in compliance. The new development is now a source of concern for Congress. The GAO's Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues, Margaret Wrightson, charges, if you have not seen the individual plans, how do you know if those plans are in compliance? By Thursday, ports and ships across the country must show that they've assessed security vulnerabilities and taken steps to address them. It's not what you say, but it's how you say it. Vast majority of economists think the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates by a quarter point today. The question is now how the Fed will word the announcement. Again, the expectation is that the Fed will gradually move to raise rates over the next 18 months or so, and Fed watchers will be looking for any wording that deviates from the expectation. The benchmark federal funds rate has been at 1% for a year now. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Weeds like dandelion, clover, and hundreds of others can stand between you and a thick green lawn. That's why Bayer Advanced created Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer Plus Weed Control. It does two jobs at once. It kills four times as many types of weeds as the leading brand, while it feeds at every level. The grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil for a thicker, deep-down green that lasts longer. Without the weeds, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most?
your wallets?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and they include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber and F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the Internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Today is still Wednesday morning. Good morning. We'll have the day's marching orders for all you good liberals out there coming up. Plus, we'll tell you what the president's up to today, and we'll reveal the contents of top secret of the top secret presidential daily briefing. That's all coming up. We've got Larry Johnson, a CIA analyst and former State Department Deputy Director of Counterterrorism, later in the hour. If you're thinking about leaving, don't, because that guy's great to talk to. We're going to follow up with some of the stuff we talked with to Michael Ware about yesterday. I got Mark Riley here.
Hey!
That conversation with Michael Ware blew my mind. Got me all excited.
Well, the last conversation we had with Larry Johnson blew my mind. He said that the terror numbers that they put out last week were still flawed. Remember that?
Oh, dude, that was amazing. Like yesterday, I got so worked up, the brass here at the network said, dude, you're blowing the woofers out of our radio. why don't you chill a little bit? You're getting a little overworked, a little hyped up. You're getting too aggressive out there. Speakers are starting to blow across the country. It's irritating. I am not irritating. I am a passionate, concerned man trying to make things right in the world. And you know what moves me more than anything is that a Utah artist, okay, was able to win a court battle against Mattel, the manufacturers of Barbie.
Barbie.
You know, thank God there's justice in the world. This guy did a series of photographs with, like, you know, Barbie in a tortilla, Barbie in a martini glass.
Oh, yeah, I heard about him.
Barbie in a blender or whatever. It was called the Food Chain Barbie.
How old is Barbie now, 60?
The funny thing is they're trying to revamp Barbie a little bit. They're trying to make her more palatable, you know, make her attractive again to kids. And they're actually putting out an adult clothing line based on Barbie, which I think is hilarious. Because a lot of us, you know, in the know have always... we don't tell people, but it's not clear, you know, what Barbie does. And, you know, if you really, if you do the math, all right, you're talking about a bleach blonde with fake boobs. Okay, you know what I mean?
Who's been around for over a half century.
Barbie, and one name. Barbie's a stripper. And there's no way to, and I know that's, you know, it's hard for kids to hear that.
Hey,
but
wait, yeah, as a matter of fact, don't say anything more. My daughter hasn't left for camp yet, and I don't want you breaking her heart, okay? Let's stop this Barbie talk.
All right, she's capable of doing other things, you know.
Yes.
And Barbie, you know, but Barbie's been sort of discredited as a role model for the kids as of late. But you know what? I'll tell you another thing, another story that caught my eye last night. I was drifting off into a sweaty, panicked sleep.
you weren't quite sweaty and panicked as I was when I heard your name in my house.
He's on TV.
Mark Maron's on TV.
No, what I got, I was just worked up. Sometimes I fester, and my doctor gave me a prescription for Ambien, which is a non-narcotic sleeping medicine, which makes me nervous. You know, because I don't do drugs and I don't drink anymore and I don't smoke and I don't do nothing. So now I got this bottle of Ambien's talking to me. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there going, dude, you can't sleep on your own anymore. You need us.
Yeah.
You need little Ambien friends, you know. And I struggle with it, but, if I take it as prescribed, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. You know what I mean? But I shouldn't have taken three this morning. I mean, that's a real problem.
Okay. I can see a Twilight Zone episode out of this. You know, you go in your room the first time, and the Ambien is about, 2 inches tall. You go out, you come back in again, it's 5 inches tall. You go out, you come back in again, it's a foot tall. Yeah, you go back, and then the next thing you know, it's as big as you.
And it's in bed with you going, hello. Honey. No, the weird thing about Ambien, it doesn't give you the buzz. It only stays in your system like 20 minutes, and then it passes.
Really?
You know, it's not one of those ones like, in the old days where you take a diazepam or a Quaalude, and, you sort of fought it for the entire evening. You know, I'm not going to sleep. I'm in the groove.
Wait a minute. 20 minutes? What's the point?
Get you to sleep, Mark.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just trying to...
It's weird. Old devils, You can't understand a drug used for what it's supposed to be used for.
Absolutely.
But how about one more thing? This teacher in Tampa.
Ooh.
Did you see a picture of her?
Yes.
I don't want to be crass. Maybe a little crass.
Be crass.
Deborah Beasley LaFave is accused of sleeping or having sex with a 14-year-old. A student. And I was a 14-year-old once, and all I wanted to do was have sex with anybody. Especially teachers. It didn't matter. But this girl is really an attractive, hot woman.
Yeah.
And the thing that baffles me about it is the kid, the teacher sort of stalked him a little bit. Like, he went to visit his cousin, and she showed up in town where his cousin is and took him both for a ride. Not literally. The cousin was driving, but she slept with the other kid in the back seat. So the cousin's probably frustrated, because he didn't get any action. But then the kid who's getting the action goes home and tells his parents. Why would you ruin a good thing? Mom, I'm tired of having sex with my beautiful teacher. Can you tell her to leave me alone? I mean, what was the kid thinking? He had a good thing going.
I can't figure that out, nor can I figure out. Now her name is LaFave.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on the West Coast, there was Mary Kay LaTourneau. Are you seeing a pattern here?
Oh, the love?
French last names.
Maybe. Maybe it's some sort of a strange genetic thing.
I'm not sure.
But this one, LaTourneau, seemed a little crazy because her obsession was really deep. She had two of that guy's, the kid's kids.
Yes.
And the kid, there was some sort of demonic hold on her.
Well, she went through a whole thing. I remember seeing her on television talking about how sorry she was. She did all this, blah, 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 going through all of this stuff, went to prison, came out, and went right back to the guy.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was obsessive. It may well have been.
Who are we to judge love? Do you know what I mean? It's like, some people call it obsession. Other people call it courting.
Statutory.
Courting.
I
guess it's statutory. But when I think that when it's not, older man, younger girl statutory rape, that it's actually helping.
Yeah, well.
Now, if I had been taught properly when I was 14, you don't know. It would have saved me so much stress, aggravation, anxiety when I got older. If someone would have just set me straight and showed me what to do.
Assuming that a good-looking older woman, in this case, this woman, really knew what she was doing.
They don't have to. Just let me get it in there for a few minutes and make a judgment. Or finish or whatever needs to happen. I mean, the truth of the matter is when you don't know what it's like, all you do is speculate. And then when it finally happens, it's a disaster.
But isn't there an imbalance? Isn't it unfair to say on the one hand that if it's a guy and a 14-year-old girl, it's considered deviant sexuality. And on the other hand, if it's a 14-year-old guy and an older woman, it's
considered a gift.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's considered hot.
I think there is a difference.
There is a difference.
There's definitely a
Explain
difference.
Explain to me the difference, please.
I know, I'll work on it. We got to come back to that.
Let's talk about Hamid Karzai instead.
Okay, need
the
some
Western
help. Need some
and
help.
Stylish Hamid Karzai.
With his, with, as you call it, the pimp cape.
Yeah,
the green pimp cape.
Well, he took the cape to Istanbul.
Uh-huh.
He went to Turkey, went to NATO, asked NATO to rush extra troops to Afghanistan as soon as possible so that they can boost security ahead of the September elections, which I assume he hopes he wins.
Yes.
Karzai, and of course Karzai is, you know,
he's asking for American NATO troops to guarantee the election to take place properly.
Yes.
Can you help me out here?
Yes. And he said, by the way, and I'm quoting here, yes, please hurry, come sooner than September. Provide the Afghan men and women with a chance to vote freely, without fear, without coercion, for me, unquote. No,
and maybe I'll help him rally the vote, too. It's like, this is not enough people voting. Go get some more people to vote.
That's right.
We're from NATO. Come on, get out of your caves. Let's go vote.
Yeah, now NATO has 6,500 troops in Afghanistan, and there might be some people who are looking at a map this morning and wondering what the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is doing half a world away with troops. NATO is supposed to be a North Atlantic, you know, that's supposed to be the Nordic countries, England, France, those places. How they end up in Afghanistan, I guess, is through the United States. They did decide to deploy about 1,500 extra military personnel in Kabul and in the north of the country, and another 700 to take command of four reconstruction teams, also in the north, but they will not send NATO troops into harm's way in Afghanistan. If Karzai's asking for that, he's asking for too much.
Because they still see it as the Americans' unilateral decision to do that, and they don't want to be dragged into that in the same way that they don't want to be dragged into Iraq in harm's way. Is that the same thing?
Well, yeah.
I didn't mean to say caves before. That was sort of, you know, a weird judgment. They don't live in caves. They live in homes of some sort.
Well, yeah, they do live in homes of some sort. But, I mean, this gets to a fundamental question, and that is, and I'm sure a lot of the NATO people are asking the same question, most notably Jacques Chirac.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Where's my money?
The United States invaded Afghanistan. You, the United States, invaded Iraq, and now you want us to put our people in harm's way for stuff you started.
Yeah, to clean up or to, you know, protect, you know, the mess that you made. And, you know, and I think Chirac and Germany as well, they're like, dudes, we had deals here. Where's our money?
Yeah.
And there's that missing billions and billions of dollars that that Christian group is accusing Iraq. Where's the oil
the
money?
The Coalition Provisional Authority, which, of course, doesn't exist anymore and can't be sued, I guess.
We can talk about that with Larry Johnson.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And a lot of other things. He's a great guest. You know, he really blew our minds the last time he was here. So come back to Air America Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream, man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-264-0071. That's 800-264-0071 for new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month, a $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now, 800-264-0071.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Is that the Cult? Oh, rock and roll. That's terrific. 19 past the hour. Good morning. I'm Mark Maron with Mark Riley on Morning's Edition. We're about to do our presidential palm pilot, which we got earlier, and I can't pester my guy in the Oval Office anymore. He's getting nervous. And also, here's the one thing I want to say about the 14-year-old girl versus 14-year-old boy. When a 14-year-old boy is seduced by a 23-year-old, the chances of him being screwed up for life are significantly less, if not anything, compared to a 14-year-old girl being exploited sexually by a 23-year-old man. That's why. That the guy is probably going to be better off for it. The girl is probably going to be, you know, damaged for it. That
and
is my
know,
theory.
And you know this because?
That, no, it's speculation. Speculation.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it was because you had done both.
No. I wish that I was seduced by my mom's friend. But anyway, 8:30 a.m. presidential schedule. 8:30 a.m. Wake up out of the Middle East. God bless America. 8:45 a.m. hit snooze alarm. Oh, wrong button. 8:46 a.m., call Cheney. Tell him to call off airstrikes. Assure him we'll carpet bomb something soon. 10:20 a.m., get ready for Spider-Man 2 premiere. Try on Superfan costume one more time. 11:20 a.m., check calendar. Hand over sovereignty to Iraq. Prepare to address world. 11:25 a.m., turns out we did that already. Excellent. 18 holes of video golf. Have McClellan caddy. 1:10 p.m., win U.S. Open. Again, on demand. Convene cabinet for award ceremony. 2:00 p.m. Email Condi. No, I can't get you. I can't get you Spider-Man 2 tickets. And if you don't have a costume to wear, then you're not a true super fan. God, everyone is so needy. 3 p.m. super nap. 5 p.m. wake up. Hit snooze button. Ah, damn, I did it again. 5:05 p.m. screw it. Let Shani bomb what he wants. 5:10 p.m. move alarm clock across room. Stupid clock. 6 p.m. cancel everything. Assume alter ego. Time to fight some crime. 10 p.m. lights out. 1 U.S. Open. Save New York City. Good day for me. Right now on the phone we have a former CIA analyst and a former State Department Deputy Director of Counterterrorism. We're going to talk to him about Saddam and about the state of Iraq. Please welcome to the show Larry Johnson. Good morning, Larry.
How you
nice
doing?
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm awake.
All right.
So are we. We are very awake. Yeah. So now what's going on? Would you say the Iraqi government will have as much control over Saddam as they're claiming to?
You remember that time when you were, you know, like 7 years old and your mom or dad let you drive the car while they're actually, you know, pushing the wheel? And
Yeah. While you're sitting on their lap and they're holding the wheel. Yeah.
That's what's going on right now.
So it's political? I mean, obviously it's political, but what happens to Saddam? I mean, are they afraid that he's going to bust loose or there's going to be sabotage? What's going on?
No, we had to take this step because for all practical purposes, the war is over under international law.
Yeah.
You know, since we're no longer there, so we had to turn him over. But, you know, to say that they're sovereign and they're in charge when, you know, we're still controlling the guy and we're still guarding him. You know, it's just political theater at this point.
Right. Now, I got a couple of weird questions because I'm sort of speculating in my brain. Now, do you think, first of all, are they going to kill him? Second of all, you know, tell me, you know, what you know about the new prime minister. Tell me what you know about Alawi. Is he a past terrorist for us?
Well, I don't know if he's a past terrorist for us, but what I do know from some folks who are, you know, genuine Iraqi experts is that, you know, this guy was involved with a lot of brutality. I call him Saddam Light.
Yeah.
So it's he's been involved with some torture and killings in the past, and now we've rehabilitated him to make him, you know, our new Thomas Jefferson in the Middle East.
So do you think that we're giving him control to do the kinds of things that we weren't able to do with insurgents?
I don't think it's so much. We haven't really given him control yet, but the one problem we're going to have is he's going to take as much control as he can get. The problem that they have right now is the army's not reconstituted. They don't really have an effective security force on the ground, and that's going to be handled by the Americans and the other international folks who are over there. So, but at some point, he is going to assert independence as much as he can, and the danger for him is that the longer the time goes that he appears to be in charge but isn't really, could undermine his credibility.
Right, and you think they're going to kill Saddam?
I think if the Iraqis had their opportunity, they would. But then, you know, we want this to go on trial. I think they're going to have some real problems actually holding the trial to be able to get evidence that would stand up in a court. But, you know, maybe they'll surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Johnson, let's talk about that, because it wasn't just Saddam who was transferred legally anyway. Also, people like Chemical Ali, Tariq Aziz, and others. What do you anticipate will be, for example, the bill of particulars against Tariq Aziz? What are they going to charge him with?
You know, they could probably, you know, ill-fitting uniform.
Speaking out of turn.
Yeah, you know.
Style glasses.
I think, you know, the way we have allowed these folks to be presented on our television as, you know, demonic souls. And look, there's some bad guys. But presenting it on television as the evildoers and then actually having to go into a court and present evidence that's going to say, okay, this man did X, Y, and Z. You know, for example, if they ever get to the trial to say, well, you used chemical weapons against the Kurds, there's actually a lot of evidence, particularly in the U.S. intelligence community, that indicates that was the government of Iran, not the government of Iraq. Why get confused with facts?
Well, do you think that there's a chance that the United States administrations in the past or this one will be implicated in this trial?
We're definitely implicated. I mean, we went through a period there for about 6 years initially where the CIA was passing intelligence information to the Iraqis, to Saddam. They got upset with us, though, when they found out that information that they had given to us was used by Ali North to give to the Iranians, who then used that information to attack them. So the move was then shifted where U.S. defense officials, military personnel, were used to hand carry the intelligence to the government of Iraq. So, you know, clearly we had a long-standing relationship with them, and we knew exactly what they were doing.
So
for, you know, turn around now and say, hey, that was, you know, you were evildoers at that point. We were actually helping them with some of their activities back then.
Any chance that we'll hand over Rumsfeld? We're talking to Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst and former State Department Deputy Director of Counterterrorism. Ed, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say you'd find a significant percentage of America who might, you know, suggest that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Larry Johnson, if all is said and done, does Saddam Hussein have any hope at all of coming to trial and being acquitted on the major charges here?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, he could use what I call the Abu Ghraib defense, which is, hey, that was just a bunch of bad apples that were doing that stuff. I never told him to directly do that. You know,
was under my son's control.
Yeah, right. You know, hey, no, those were just a bunch of, you know, poor kids from their, you know, the Iraqi version of West Virginia.
So let me ask you a question about, we talked to Michael Ware yesterday, and he painted a fairly grim portrait of a sort of unified jihadist front in northern Iraq and a dismantled Iraqi army and security forces that, you know, are no longer, you know, trustable. I mean, just how insidious and how ominous is this threat right now, and what's going to happen with that?
Well, our saving grace in this is that the nice thing about religious fundamentalists is they sometimes can't stand each other.
Right.
And they will start, they have a tendency to be very divisive. Even this guy, Abu Musab Zarqawi, who's touted as being sort of the right-hand man of bin Laden, he's very anti-Shia. You know, he hates the Shias. He wants to lop their heads off as well, whereas bin Laden's been one talking, you know, more generously towards him. So the tendency for these guys is, you know, they're all true believers, but when you get them into a room to define what their true belief is, they can't agree, and then they'll start killing each other. So that's part of the hope for us in the future, that they will end up turning in on themselves. But,
right,
you know, it's not a pleasant situation.
Right.
Get ourselves.
So there's some hope that they will eventually just, you know, burn their own selves down.
Well, they have, no, that has been their record. In fact, if you go back and look at what happened in Algeria, they had a horrific civil war, over 100,000 people killed, and there was, you know, a new Islamic extremist leadership about every 2 or 3 weeks, because not only was the military government trying to kill them, but they were killing each other.
Right. Well, gee, thanks a lot for joining us, Larry Johnson. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
That was Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst and former State Department Deputy Director of Counterterrorism. If you want to give us a buzz and chat about whatever's on your mind, 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0.
To hear from somebody else who went to the game last night and saw Cheney. This is a Yankee game, by the way, Yankee Stadium in New York. Vice President Dick Cheney was there.
And booed. Apparently Mike called us earlier, said he was there, and they booed him put him up on the screen.
And, shall we say deservedly so?
There's hope.
Coming up, the Presidential Daily Briefing, the liberal agenda, the Ten Commandments, and the death penalty. This is Air America Radio.
Do you know that 7 companies decide the films you get to see? As a result, fewer and fewer truly groundbreaking films are being released. So you, as a moviegoer, have less access to anything other than the standard Hollywood fare. Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich, founder of Film Movement, and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. Film Movement is a true grassroots movement of film fans who want greater access to alternative voices in film. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive an award-winning independent film to own on DVD, directly from top film festivals such as Cannes and Sundance. Subscribe to Film Movement through Air America at airamericaradio.com in June and receive a free copy of The Party's Over, a critically acclaimed documentary narrated by Philip Seymour Hoffman about the state of democracy in America. Everyone deserves access to the best new releases. These films deserve to be seen. Help us support independent thinking by joining Film Movement or giving Film Movement as a gift for Father's Day or graduation. Subscribe today at airamericaradio.com.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. With some polls showing President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry still neck and neck, along comes information this morning from the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington that third-party candidate Ralph Nader is getting help from the Republican Party. Charges stem from campaign activity in Oregon in which two organizations believe a Nader vote takes votes away from John Kerry. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft is knocking on the door of Congress once again in a bid for stronger provisions in the controversial Patriot Act. Despite much criticism, Ashcroft claims prosecutors and cops should be allowed more sweeping investigative powers on terrorists. Congressional report says the U.S. military has not taken steps necessary to clean up areas where high levels of the hazardous chemical perchlorate have been found. And former presidential candidate and veteran New York activist Reverend Al Sharpton is turning his attention to entertainment as host of the new reality show for Spike TV called I Hate My Job. Go figure. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
My life is on the line and they saved it. Thank God for Life Alert. I owe my life to it.
Senior citizens can live feeling protected at home rather than facing a retirement institution. Life Alert provides constant monitoring protection, which allows independent living in the comfort of home. For a free brochure, call 1-800-588-3133.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone, and I realized that I had to do something, take better care of myself. Life Alert is there when I need them and I feel I can depend on them.
If a senior has an emergency, help is immediately available at the touch of a button, even if the senior can't reach a phone. Life Alert Monitoring Center is on the line and links to local police, fire, and paramedics. For a free brochure that lists all the services and assistance available with Life Alert, call 1-800-588-3133 today. That's 1-800-588-3133. 1-800-588-3133.
Beginning Monday, June 28th on AMC. Watch all 5 Rocky movies. 5 days, 5 Rockies, 1 network. Rocky Fest, all 5 Rockies, all week long. Every night at 8, 7 Central. Continuing tonight, only on AMC.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Hey, we love your show. Let's get every day at least part of it.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Thank you for having the courage to speak up. And
getting a voice of honesty out there on the airwaves.
Air America Radio, 866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I just wanted to call him, let you know we love the show out here in Cleveland.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Past the hour. Good morning. Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
We were going to take your calls. We'll still take your calls. 866-303-2270. 866-303-AAR0. Turns out I was wrong about that kid and his teacher. Apparently, the parents of the cousin overheard the two of them talking and hit the guy's parents to that. I read that he told his parents in one article, but then I just got information that that was wrong. I wish I could, it was the kid. I wish he was calling like, dude, I would never tell my parents that. It was my dumb aunt and uncle that screwed the whole thing up.
Now, speaking of the my bad correction area here, I made a mistake. I said it was Margaret Tutwiler who intimated to Saddam it was okay to invade Kuwait. She was a flack for the State Department at the time. The person who took the flack for allegedly intimating to Saddam that it was okay to invade Kuwait was, in fact, the ambassador, April Glasby.
Okay.
Not Tutwiler.
All right.
Glasby.
Well, I'm glad we're making mistakes and correcting them.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to make a mistake and then just leave it hanging.
This is very true.
The dangling mistake, they call it.
Well, you know, I'm wondering now whether a mistake has been made in the case of that soldier who was abducted over in Iraq. There was some word that some soldiers or some part of the U.S. military, in fact, tried to make him seem as if he was a deserter.
Well, he's listed as captured, which means he's captured. That would not imply that he was a deserter. Now, there's a story around that came out of the Army, I guess the guy he's serving with, that said he was freaked out after he saw someone killed, I think, let me get the article, because I don't want to have to correct myself.
All right, now, we're talking here specifically about Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun, and he has been in Iraqi custody. Now, a Marine officer said on Tuesday that Hassoun had deserted the military because he was traumatized and he was abducted by his captors while trying to get back to Lebanon.
Okay.
But the flip side is that they have classified him as captured, which means essentially that Marine was wrong.
Or it's not credible, or it hasn't been researched, or somebody was just gossiping, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was deserting for religious reasons or anything else. If he was actually deserting, it was because he was freaked out with the death, you know, with somebody who killed in front
of him. What was going on? Now, see, there is another side to this. It could very well have been that he did express these things to some people, and maybe those people betrayed him. You never know. You don't know what the scenario was here. And certainly you don't want to say that somebody who has been threatened with getting their heads cut off is a deserter from the United States Armed Forces, unless you know that to be true. That's why I find it's kind of premature for a Marine officer to have been saying that. And by the way, he is an unidentified officer in this particular article.
And you never know what's going on. I mean, like you said, it could be somebody, you know, setting him up. You know, it could be somebody, you know, slandering him for whatever reason. So they have to investigate that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and again, you know, he has been threatened with beheading. The Pentagon has now reclassified him as captured. This they did yesterday, and that was supposedly to dampen suspicion. He's, by the way, getting a lot of support in West Jordan, Utah, which is where he was living, just outside of Salt Lake City. Some of the people that were quoted in this article in West Jordan, Utah, are saying, look, it shouldn't matter. I'm only concerned about his family and making sure that he gets back to his family safe and sound. You know, there are a lot of people, and it's interesting that this whole situation with his capture and captivity has kind of renewed calls for a better relationship between Muslims who are living in Utah and the Mormon Church in Utah, which is fascinating, I think.
I saw on TV, I know we didn't talk about it beforehand, I might be batting from out of left field here, but I saw Ralph Nader on television last night making an appeal to American Muslims, saying that this is the new sort of like, you know, the new ethnic group that's being, you know, iced out of the cultural dialogue. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other stories today that Ralph Nader was actually being funded
by the Republican Party
to act as an obstacle to Kerr, a spoiler, as they call it in the biz.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly, you know, the Republicans, first of all, they're desperate. That's number one. You know, if this is in fact the case, and you know, you would ask, I think, most rational people who would support Ralph Nader, and I'm not one of those who thinks, you know, he ought to be pushed out of the race because he's an impediment to Kerry. I think it just means Kerry needs to raise his game a little. But it is a legitimate question to ask of Ralph Nader. If you know the Republicans are giving you money, why aren't you giving it back?
Yeah, give it back, and also, you know, make it, well, this, like, it sort of goes in. It makes me suspicious of him, because he was always the one saying, hey, not all the people that want to vote for me are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's been saying that for a while. So what if he knew that this money was coming in from the right, you know, and he was being used, but he just decided not to acknowledge it in that way? He may be selfish enough to do that. Now, I think Nader's principles are great, and some of his platforms are great,
yeah,
and they should be integrated into the Democratic Party. But I think that, you know, him staying in the race and possibly creating a scenario that, like, happened 4 years ago is incredibly selfish, and I find very disturbing.
I don't think it's going to happen like it happened 4 years ago.
No, people
I
are a lot
I think John
hipper.
Kerry is going to elevate his game. I'm an optimist about these things. Forgive me, folks. But I believe that when it's all said and done, John Kerry will, in fact, carry the day, no matter how many votes.
Because the Democrats are angry.
Yep.
And they're calling us pessimists, and they are right. We are pessimistic. Wouldn't you be pessimistic if you had to put up with 4 years of this president, of all the lies and secrecy and BS we've had to do with? You know, pessimism in my head right now is patriotism. And the only way we can change it and be optimistic again is to get this administration out of office. And there's a piece I just read today that Democrats are more angry than ever. The Democratic base is more united and energized than it has been for quite a while. Its anger overwhelmingly stems from the Iraq War. That's from St. Louis University political scientist Joel Goldstein. So apparently, you know, it's working. You know, we're starting to come together. You know, there's definitely a movement, and I couldn't be more thrilled. We'll talk about more stuff and more of that. We got the PDB coming up, so stay with us on Air America Radio. We'll take some calls, too.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Oh, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Gary Boland, COVID technician on reality television.
Oh, you mean the news?
On global warming.
I love summer.
And on business broadband.
I'm glad you asked. You know, the key to choosing broadband is the same as any business decision. It's value. At COVID, you get broadband built for business for less than the local phone company's repackaged residential plans. In fact, your business could save hundreds of dollars a year with COVID. Plus, with the security of SDSL dedicated lines and 99.9% uptime guaranteed, you can relax, knowing your business isn't going to hit a brick wall. Now, I could go on.
Gary Bullen on astrology.
Well, I've always wanted to go to space.
Business broadband. COVID knows it like nobody else. To get broadband billed for business, call 1-800-555-0454. Plus, get a free router after mail-in rebate through June 30th, 2004, when your business signs up at 1-800-555-0454 or gocovid.com. See website for guaranteed details and availability. Saving based on published rates, March 10th, 2004.
Past the hour. Morning's edition on Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley over there. How's it going?
It's going.
Good. 866-303-2270 if you're interested. Also, morningsedition.com if you're interested. We're blogging. We're doing that whole thing. We're taking emails, too, if you don't want to get involved with the blog scene. That's sedition at airamericaradio.com. I mean, that blog scene can be a heavy scene, man. Right now, it's time for the PDB. We take a look every day at the Presidential Daily Briefing, the highly classified top secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community is titled, New York Braces for Dirty Bomb. Mr. President, it has come to our attention that waves of so-called sex workers will be flooding into New York City for the Republican National Convention. Now, on the surface, this flies in the face of our family values platform and exposes a vast hypocrisy. But since this has never bothered the right wing before, we shouldn't let it bother us now. As a matter of fact, we should be able to spin this to our advantage. Prostitutes and Republicans have more in common than you realize. Prostitutes make a lot of money and don't pay taxes, like corporations. They can lie with a straight face and tell you anything you want to hear just to get you out of the room, like corporations. And they only work for a few hours a day, like you, Mr. President. Our party should embrace them, figuratively, of course. Many prostitutes are single working mothers who could become a powerful force in November. Remember, just because they peddle their ass on the street doesn't mean they don't vote. We suggest dispatching an army of these sex workers to swing states where their special brand of influence could be partially effective, particularly effective, and or exhausting. A side note, we're going to need cash. Lots and lots of cash. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. Carlos in Staten Island. Dude, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Good morning. Hey. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. Something very important. If you recall back after the election in 2000,
yes,
everything was in dispute, the Congressional Black Caucus filed a motion to force the Electoral College to review the votes, particularly the electoral votes in that election.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Senate seconded that motion,
yeah,
it would have put into motion a review of the entire election.
Right.
We would have found that George didn't win.
Right.
We would have had a different president.
Yes.
But 50 Democratic senators, none of them, not one of them, including Hillary,
mm-hmm,
would second that motion.
Wait a minute. Hillary wasn't a senator then.
She was.
In 2000?
Yes, sir. The Senate.
She ran in 2000.
I know that. Okay. The Senate was sworn in early January. The motion was made once the new Congress took office.
Right. They showed this in Fahrenheit 9/11.
Okay.
They covered this whole thing with all the black senators and
the black people. That was Maxine Waters, was the person that spearheaded it.
Okay.
So what's your point?
My point is that 50 Democratic senators didn't have the guts to stand up and keep this man out of office. They didn't have the guts to stand up and support the right to vote of everybody, particularly those folks of color.
Yeah,
go back 40 years. Back 40 years to the Democratic Convention.
Yep.
Mississippi.
Right.
Mississippi Democratic Party. Okay? How the Democratic Party refused to seat those people, although they were kept from participating in the democratic process by the quote, legitimate Democratic Party.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carlos. Yeah, I mean, I hear what he's saying, but I hope to God that the Democrats at least come together now to get this president out of office now that he's here.
Well, in fairness, I mean, part of the reason why a lot of Democratic senators did not stand up then was because Gore told them not to. Gore essentially conceded the election at a certain point. But his point is well taken. Maxine Waters and the members of the Congressional Black Caucus did want to speak up for people who had been disenfranchised, particularly some 25,000 people who have been disenfranchised, black people mostly.
In Florida.
In northern Florida in particular. And by the way, they set up police roadblocks. They kept people from getting to the polls.
They closed
the
polls.
At the polls.
Yeah. They said
they all that.
They closed them down at weird times. And now I guess CNN has filed a case against Florida to get those voter rolls to make sure nobody is excluded that shouldn't be excluded.
That's right.
We've got a call from Alana in Manhattan. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Alana.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I'm calling because I think that you're talking a lot about how people are getting angry and Democrats are getting angry, and I think that this is also going over to a younger generation of recent college graduates, college students who want to actually do something about the election and change the outcome. And a lot of people, I think, are getting a lot more politically involved than have ever been before. And I'm part of a group called Driving Votes that is organizing people who don't live in swing states to take trips to swing states to do voter registration.
We're sort of part of
more of a national movement. There are organizations that are reaching out to organize. There's a group called Swing State Summer Break that organizes college students to these trips. I know that a lot of the unions are taking trips down to swing states. And this weekend, we're kicking off a big drive. It's called the Independence Day Drive, and we're going to Philadelphia to do voter registration to reach out to, and we hook up with local organizations that reach out to a lot of these disenfranchised communities.
Driving Votes?
Driving Votes, and we have a great website, drivingvotes.org.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, Alana. We'll send people to the site if you want to get involved, drivingvotes.org. We want to take. Can I take Omar? Omar's on the phone.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, Omar, what's up, buddy? Not much, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, send through my love, first of all.
Okay.
I got a serious problem.
Okay.
Now, we already know, we don't have to get into the big whole thing, but we already know that crimes have been committed by this administration.
Yes.
But the problem that I have is we got the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
They are there to what? Bring charges if the administration commits crime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're not doing it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I'll try.
The word conspiracy means knowing of a crime committed.
Right.
So if they don't want to bring this administration up on charges,
right,
well, then they should get warrants stopped on them for conspiracy. What's the deal, baby? Talking.
Okay, well, we'll lay it out. We'll try to flesh it out here, Omar. Thanks a lot.
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say with any degree of certainty what Omar is talking about, although I understand what he's talking about in general terms. In other words, the Congress is as culpable as the president because they have refused to go after the president.
Yeah, but the bad guys outnumber the good guys in the House.
Well, a lot of people are saying, look, we're going to decide this in November anyway, once and for all. But, you know, before we go, we do want to talk about the fact that there is a gentleman in Georgia by the name of Robert Carl Hicks, who is scheduled to die this evening, and that's because Georgia's parole board denied him clemency, and he had argued that a prosecutor suggested at trial that the Ten Commandments do not recognize insanity as a defense for murder.
He's a gentleman rapist and murderer, by the way.
Yeah.
So they're going to put this guy to death on divine law, and oddly, they're stoning him to death.
You're going to take it that way. I mean, my guess is I am inalterably opposed to capital punishment. It's one of those things. It's like the First Amendment.
As am I.
Yeah, I don't believe you can be halfway for the death penalty.
No.
So, you know, life in prison without parole would have been fine for this guy, but to do this based on biblical text, I don't... I'm not with that at all.
It's just another sign of the slow theocratic reality of the extreme Christian right infiltrating the administration on many different levels, judges, school boards, and the like, and slowly redefining the way this culture works if we don't stop this administration. Not being preachy, just calling it out.
There you go.
We'll be back in a minute, so stay with us. Air America Radio.
To get ready for his new show, The Graham Norton Effect, tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central on Comedy Central. Graham is asking what people like you want from a show.
Yes. What do you want exactly?
I want celebrities talking about something besides our latest movie.
Great. I want a show that isn't afraid to experiment.
Right.
A show that I can watch with my mom?
Possibly.
The Graham Norton Effect. Peep show. Side show.
Talk show. Is she an open-minded sort of mom?
Tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Attention, students, graduates, and parents. You could cut your student loan payments in half with the federal low interest rate programs available from College Loan Corporation. Thousands have already done it, and now you too can cut your federal student loan payments up to 50% or more. Call 1-800-CLC-1979 anytime, 24/7. College Loan Corporation will help you refinance your college loans and lock in federal interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. If you are not taking advantage of this program, you could be paying twice as much as everyone else. It's easy to apply. There is no credit check, no hoops to jump through, and in just minutes, you'll be on your way to locking in the lowest rates in decades. Let us make this a reality for you today. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. Call College Loan Corporation today at 1-800-CLC-1979. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Landing gear is out. Morning's edition. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Where?
Right there.
Oh.
Drivingboats.org. If you want to be part of this driving, get driven to a swing states and help people register to vote, that's where you find the information on that. Mark Riley has a little information about the Sudan crisis we want to lay on you.
Yeah, this is from StarVox, and we thank StarVox very much for this information. You can access http://amnestyusa.org/countries/sudan/index.do.
Or you can fly to Sudan before you finish typing that.
There you go. Yeah, we'll post that on the blog as well. Also, www.africaaction.org/index.php.
You can find that stuff at morningsedition.com if you want to check in if you didn't get all that. We are in the studio. We have Unfiltered's Liz Winstead.
Yeah!
Liz Winstead.
Oh, my God. Yeah! It's so exciting to be here. Warming the seat. Also, we're doing a whole show tomorrow on the World Bank and how they're totally royally screwing Sudan as well. Because the World Bank is one of those things that you go, I know I'm supposed to really know what the World Bank
does. They go in, they loan the money, and then
they
bankrupt
the
economy.
Here's the restrictions.
Right.
Yeah. Here's what you got to follow. You know, it's like going to the Sudan and going, here, what we're going to do is you're going to pay for the importation of sand.
Right, yeah.
But wait, we have sand. We don't care. It benefits us if you buy sand.
Yeah,
and
we privatize the sand industry back home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So we wanted to, you wanted to put a capper on our porn conversation.
Well, you know, I was getting ready this morning, as I do, getting ready and being naked at some point in my day in my apartment, listening to two of you talk is slightly frightening.
Come on.
No, I actually love it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were talking about porn and what it means, I was like, I want to know about the effect of countries that don't have any kind of porn in them and how, as you were, by the way, I don't think you said boys will be boys.
I don't think he did either, but somebody said they heard it.
No, she heard it. So, you know.
So you're saying what effect, as if like, you know, like in that
where
movie,
do you chail if there is if
the
there
gods
is,
must be crazy. Not a Coke bottle falls out of the air, but a Playboy falls into the hands.
Exactly. Or if it doesn't fall into the hands, is there more war? Is there more violence? Is more something else? What happens to testosterone as we know it when it is not just somewhere in a sock
spent
under your bed?
It's wasted, exactly. Oh, you mean what happens to it if there is no porn?
Yes.
That's an interesting question.
What do you do with that? Because testosterone, not released, as we know, either one of two things, rage or acne.
Rage.
Or both.
So, I'm just curious as to when you look at these little factions and these warring factions and places, what happens?
Yeah, so if you got information on that, email Liz's show. What's that, unfiltered@airamericaradio.com?
That yes. would be us.
I think that that's a good question. Where does the testosterone go? There's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Get your notebooks and pencils here, your marching orders for today, June 30th. One, collect money for Saddam's legal defense fund to make sure he gets qualified representation. Two, email UNICEF. Make sure food shipments to Third World are Atkins-friendly. Very important. Three, while in Boston for Democratic convention, reenact Boston Tea Party. Study environmental impact on the local fisheries. Four, organize retirement party for William F. Buckley. Invite everyone except William F. Buckley. And five, of course, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation, quote, you're assuming Saddam is guilty, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That's our show. Thanks for stopping by, Liz. Liz is up next with Rachel on Unfiltered. Take us out, Riley.
And then, of course, there's the Franken Factor and Randy and all the other good stuff here on Air America coming up on tomorrow's morning's edition. Saddam Hussein faces charges and faces the world for the first time in more than a year. We'll talk with author and journalist Naomi Klein about the upcoming trial of Saddam Hussein, whenever that is. That's tomorrow's morning's edition here on Air America Radio.